6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't take it, man. It's Tuesday morning. We're here. We're doing it. We're in our we're tucked away in our secret bunker studio here in New York City. Where we're not afraid, man. We're not afraid.
Even if it takes the elevator 20 minutes to get here, we're not afraid.
Did that happen today, too?
No. Today it was cool.
That was weird yesterday. That's the problem with the terrorist threat is that everything, it's sort of like, why is this guy taking so long with my sandwich?
Yeah, right.
What does that mean? Do we have to get out of here? Yeah, everything becomes sort of loaded and scary. Like, the elevator's like, what's going on? Has it been sabotaged? What if we have to get downstairs? You know, like, we're the first target.
It's just the guy downstairs asleep. That's the only thing that happens.
Dude, that guy is always asleep. He's always asleep.
But you know what? I buzz him. See, my buzzer thing that I run over, it makes this really loud noise.
I know, I do the same thing.
Yeah, so I know he'll be sitting there snoring. As soon as I hit the thing, I know he's going to wake up because it makes all, and he jumps and he looks around. I could have been up halfway to this floor.
Did he jump, though?
He always jumps.
Dude, I ran my car this morning. Beep! Nothing. Still sleeping. The guy's still sleeping. And it gets to that point where you run it a couple of times, just he'll go, what? And then he has that weird minute where he sees you every morning.
Yeah. Right? Who are you?
Exactly.
Do you have ID?
He looks at you like you've just broken into his house. Like, no, I'm the guy from, okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes I really think that he still doesn't really know who you are, even after he lets you go.
Maybe he takes his contacts out.
Yeah, we're giving people too much information. We're giving people too much information.
Yeah, we are.
We're inviting the resistance. But, so if you took that, if you're thinking in the wrong direction about the information we just gave you, we're also sealed in here by, there's a double secret security door. This place is like a vault.
That's
right.
There
are two other guards that are always like, good morning, Mr. Riley. Good morning, Mr. Merritt. How are you, sir? That he's out in
he's
front
out
of
here.
That's just a guy.
You'll never get to us even if you want to.
And the whole floor that we're on, that's, you know, that people think they know what floor we're on, that's a distraction. That's not the real floor. That's a diversive
tactic. I want to find out during the Republican convention, will they let anyone anyone from Morning Sedition west of Fifth Avenue heading toward the convention site?
No one's going to be able to do anything in this city. We're going to have to sleep here.
I know.
It's ridiculous. You know, also, we were talking the other day about the media coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Apparently, everyone's talking about it now. But people yesterday were wondering what they could do. You know, the real scary thing is, and we brought this up yesterday a little bit, is that what if they take all of this advice and they heed all of this advice and they make all these changes for the Republican National Convention? They're like, you guys are right. We're going to get out of the way. We're not going to intrude. We're not going to have, you know, opposing commentators. We're going to get all that taken care of by the time the Republicans come to New York. That's not what we're looking for. But if you want to make comments, if you want to, you know, do some jamming, you can email at cnn.feedback@cnn.com. You can fax at 404-827-3134. This is for CNN. Or you can call them, 404-827-1500, and go, what's going on over there? You know, why?
Yeah. What's up with Judy Woodruff? What's up with Wolf Blitzer?
What's up with using Ralph Reed as a commentator right after Bob Edwards speaks?
John Edwards. You got Bob Edwards on the brain now, don't you?
Well, you put it in my brain.
I'm sorry.
Like, he's the enemy.
He is.
Bob Edwards is going to do a show on XM.
Yeah.
Yeah, so immediately.
For those of you who don't know who he is, you don't need to know who he is.
Yeah, right away, Riley's like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. This guy's coming at us. He's coming at us with all he's got, Bob
That's
Edwards.
Right.
Email MSNBC, viewerservices@msnbc.com. Fax 201-583-5453. Main phone number, 201-583-5000. Just call and go, tell Chris Matthews to shut up for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Could you just tell him to shut up for 2 minutes? Just let the other guy talk for a minute. How would that be? Just for a minute. It's not all about him.
Could you give out those emails and stuff again slowly, please?
You want to do that or you want to put it on the blog? You know, we blog here.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to intrude on the small, insulated, you know, very, very verbal and excitable community here at MorningSedition.com, you can take your chances and get in the mix.
He's just saying that because you call him a bitch too many times.
Yeah, I'm now blog bitch, you know, officially on the blog, because I called myself a blog bitch. Now it's like,
everybody's like, yo, bitch.
If blog bitch Marin is going to say anything today about me. So we'll put that on the blog. I will give it again, cnn.feedback@cnn.com and viewerservices@msnbc.com. On to other things. There is a threat. We're finding a lot of things out about the threat. We're going to talk about a lot of that stuff in the next segment or two.
You know what's amazing?
We got Michael Ware, one of my favorite guests. I'm with the insurgents. It's dark and troublesome here. It's great.
It is great.
He's the best guy to talk to about the insurgents in Iraq. That's for sure.
But you know what we have to talk about this morning? As the top story of the morning.
Well, of course.
It's what you've been saying for the last 3 weeks to a month.
That Lori Hacking was killed by her husband. I'm sorry.
That's CNN speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I just want everyone to know throughout this broadcast that Lori Hacking's husband is now in custody for possibly killing her.
He's been arrested.
I just want everyone to know that because I want to make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything. That the subtext of everything that is said culturally, in the cultural dialogue of this country today,
it's about Lori Hacking.
Absolutely. Without a question. It's more important than the Peterson trial. More important at this point.
And certainly more important. What was it? Oh, Chandra Levy. Did they ever find her remains?
Who knows what's going on with that?
No, you called it, man. You said some weeks ago that George W. Bush, by invading Iraq, did not help get rid of terrorism. He, in fact, created more terrorism. And guess who's saying it now?
It's about time.
John Kerry.
He must have been buttressed and fueled and given the enough information about it to actually realize that it's absolutely true.
No, your boy Loftus got in his ear and said, listen, man.
I like
you. Listen, my man Marin says.
I like that Riley's even more narcissistic than I am. Don't you get it, man? When we say it, it changes the world.
That's right.
That's how much power we have here at Air America with our seven channels.
No, 17, pal.
17 channels. Good morning, Miami. Good morning, Portland.
Soon coming to San Diego.
We'll be on San Diego in real time, 3 to 6. Crankheads unite. Come on, man.
Insomniacs, man, not just crankheads.
Yeah, see, the thing is, that's what Kerry's going on now. Kerry is calling Bush to the mat on this, saying that, look, we've got to take action. Any action you take now, it's too late. You're just paying lip service to it. You know what I mean? It's not real action. And then Bush actually said that the policies of this,
We got Bush saying it. We actually got Bush saying it. I think we got Bush saying what you're about to say. He spoke at the Rose Garden yesterday. Let's see if what Bush said is what Mark Maron thought he said.
The best way to protect the American homeland is to stay on the offense. It is a ridiculous notion to assert that because the United States is on the offense, more people want to hurt us. We're on the offense because people do want to hurt us.
Yeah, that's
logical, isn't it?
It's retarded.
There goes that R word again, ladies and gentlemen.
But can't we use? You must free the retarded word when we talk about this president. He's not stupid, but you know it's smartly retarded. I mean, here, let me ask you something. If I was just to walk up to you, Riley, and go, "Is there a problem here? You got a problem?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your first response?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm going to kick your ass, right? Yeah. You got a problem? So I'm on the offensive. That makes you defensive. Mm. And if I'm threatening enough, you will say, all right, that's fine. You want to be that way? Cool. And then you'll go get three of your friends and make sure I understand who's in charge.
Yeah, that's right. The nature of the beast.
So, of course, if you're on the offensive, it's going to make the other people more reactive, more defensive, more determined to take you down. He's acting like these people don't have a beef. He's acting like these people don't have deep-seated anger that goes way deeper than anything he'd ever imagined.
He doesn't care about their deep-seated anger. All he cares about is his reelection, his priorities, which, of course, is his reelection at this point. And for him to make that kind of statement... Look, it's the whole war president, peace president thing all over again. It's one of those contradictions that are just inexplicable out of a guy like George W. Bush. I think you got a couple of them.
He's full of contradictions. Yeah, aside from that one, how about...
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger. The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we are a nation in danger is from yesterday's speech at the White House. And the American people are safer is from July 12th.
Are you trying to say, like...
Less than a month ago.
Is that proof of retardation as far as you're concerned?
All he's doing is politicizing terrorism. The truth of the matter is that this condition that the world is in right now is specifically, you know, as a result of policies that he is willing to engage in and maintain. This administration, in their pursuit of oil and global dominance, is willing to maintain policies that they're hedging their bets. They don't care that the world is going to be under the threat of terrorism for the rest of time.
But you know what?
Economic policies are more important to this administration.
K, Kerry's not giving him a pass this time around.
That's great.
Kerry is actually stepping up. And see, this is where you get to the idea of smart politics more.
Okay.
What he's decided is, look, we're out here on this bus tour. All of the heightened terror alerts, all of these other things threaten to shift the balance back. Because obviously, you know, when these things happen, everybody's looking at the president.
Right, what's he doing?
What's he saying? How is he going to respond? Kerry is not ceding that ground here. I think 2 months ago, Kerry would have allowed Bush to dominate this moment. By speaking out, and speaking out forcefully and critically, Kerry does not allow Bush to dominate the moment.
But he's calling him on his crap. And all Bush can say is that we're going to appoint a national security czar? What does that even mean? We'll get into it when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area, with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area. And they were the first center to teach the state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
What's he talking about, Riley?
Nation in danger.
Why
the American people are safer.
I'm a war president.
I want to be the peace president.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
Hey, it's Mark Maron here on Morning Sedition with Mark Riley right there.
Hey!
Kerry's coming at him.
How many more of those are we going to get before the election? My God.
You mean Bush flip-flops?
Yeah, it sounds like it's like every other week he does something major like this.
I cannot understand, you know, which people are listening to him and believing him. I cannot understand how he can continue to lump together the war on terror and the Iraq war. There was no war on terror that, you know, is as broad as it is now before the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just see that all the time. There's literally franchises. There's terrorist franchises fighting for for equal time in Iraq. They've got an entire area in Iraq to maneuver in, the northern section. And now the war on terror, which they abandoned after they left Afghanistan very quickly, and now he keeps trying to push this idea that the democracy is thriving in Afghanistan, except that people are afraid to vote because they're being shot at, and Karzai has absolutely no power over most of the country, which is run by, you know, opium-growing warlords.
Yeah.
It's a sham, and his continuing to connect Iraq and the war on terror, it's really two separate wars.
Of course it's two separate wars, but it suits his purpose to make it look like it's one, to make it look like if you were opposed to the war in Iraq, you are opposed to the war on terror, which means you are opposed to seeking justice in September 11th. These guys are very smart the way they try and triangulate this down. You know who they're imitating doing this. Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
This is Bill Clinton's methodology.
Triangulating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what they do is connect these dots, and they've done it very skillfully and very subtly. They have connected the dots for a lot of Americans, not all Americans, obviously, but for a lot of Americans to say war on terror, Iraq invasion, patriotism.
Right.
Those three things. And you can't be against one without being against all. And, of course, they include the troops in all this as well. You can't support the troops without supporting the war, without supporting the action in Iraq. But John Kerry is trying to break through all this now. John Kerry is sticking to his guns in saying, look, that is not exactly the way it should be.
Resulted in an increase of animosity and anger focused on the United States of America. And the intelligence agencies of our country will tell you and can tell you, it's not classified, that the madrasas, the schools that are teaching terror, the people who are training terror, are using our actions as a means of recruitment.
No doubt. There's no doubt about the truth of what he said. There's no doubt. So go up on if people doubt this, go up on Al Jazeera. They'll tell you.
Hey, look, you know, we pulled stuff off of Al Jazeera that, you know, are completely supporting Bush. We've got letters here that that say, a word for the foolish Bush. We know that you live in the worst days of your life in fear of death squads, which spoiled your world, and we are very keen that you do not lose in the forthcoming elections, as we know very well that any big attack can bring down your government, and this is what we do not want. We cannot, it says, we cannot get anyone who is more foolish than you, who uses force instead of wisdom and diplomacy. Your stupidity and religious extremism is what we want, as our people will not awaken from their deep sleep except when there is an enemy.
Well, see, this is Bush.
Wait a minute.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
There you go.
But the offensive thing is it's a complete lie. Because we're on the offensive, of course it's in blazing them, it's encouraging them, it's making them more focused and steadfast in their recruiting and in their organization.
Well, see, Bush is politically up against it on one level more.
Yeah.
He cannot afford it. His people know this already. He cannot afford to have a terrorist act take place on American soil while the 9/11 Commission's recommendations are on his desk.
Or while he's got a convention in 2 weeks.
He's got all these confluence of events.
But you'd
right?
hope that we wouldn't have one anyway.
So. Well, yeah, we'd hope that we wouldn't have one. But it has, I think, and that and the fact he's running for re-election, has changed the way he's approached the September 11th Commission. Remember, 2 years ago, he didn't even want the commission to come into existence. Then he named Henry Kissinger the chair of the commission. And when that didn't work, he tried to starve the commission financially.
Yeah.
And he was opposed to an extension
right.
for the September. Now, he, because of political expediency,
right.
he has had to turn around and embrace many of their reservations. However, and this is folks need to understand how politics works on this level.
Yeah.
George W. Bush was faced with a very big problem.
Yeah.
All of these different intelligence agencies are little fiefdoms.
Yes.
They all got their own turf. They all got their own personnel. They've all got their own budgets.
That's the important part.
80% of the $40 billion this government spends on intelligence, that 32 out of the 40 million, is done through the Defense Department. Donald Rumsfeld, Commander-in-Chief.
Of how much? How many billions?
32 billion out of 40.
Wow.
It's so controlled by the Defense Department.
And that's Rumsfeld's
little turf.
His play money.
That's his play money.
He can create all little sort of secret little agencies within the agencies that do all kinds of secret stuff, like, you know,
special plans
and
all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So now Rumsfeld doesn't want to see his turf encroached upon by some new intelligence czar. Which, by the way, you might want to ask, what does a national security advisor do in the face of the naming of a new intelligence czar? That would be Condoleezza Rice. What would Tom Ridge's responsibility? I'm sure Ridge would love to have been able to say, well, gee, I guess I could be the intelligence czar. After all, you created a Department of Homeland Security and put me in charge of it.
Well, Ridge was supposed to be the guy. He's got to be sitting there going, you know, what does my job mean then? We're going to ask one of our guests, or, you know, I think Larry
Johnson,
we're going to ask the ex-CIA guy, you know, the CIA analyst, you know, about that, because I'm sure Ridge is sitting there going, what did you hire me for? They just created this whole new bureaucracy, you know, which is this Homeland Security Department. And now to pander to people that might be on the fence about Bush's, you know, approach to the 9/11 panel commission, which they didn't want, as you said, Cheney fought really hard against this and did not allow it until he could plant a couple of his guys in there to sort of, like, you know, take the edge off it.
And remember that they tried to dictate the terms of administration officials' testimony from Condoleezza Rice on down.
So now he's just throwing this campaign. This is just a campaign point. It's a political point. He's just, you know, throwing people a bone by saying he's going to, you know, appoint a terrorist czar who's got no budget, he's got no cabinet position. You know, he's got no real, you know, ruling power over any of the branches of intelligence.
No.
And then Rumsfeld comes out and says that the reason why you have to have this is that, in fact, when you foster multiple centers of information, it's proven to be better at promoting creativity and challenging conventional thinking. There may be ways we can strengthen intelligence, but centralization is most certainly not one of them. See, this is like this free market thinking that applies to privatization of everything. Mm-hmm. He thinks that by creating several different factions, that they'll be competitive and come up with more challenging and interesting information that, you know, could be deeper because they're competing with each other, which is proven to be false, is that the competition is what makes them more secretive and not share information.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all a big smokescreen that this guy's throwing up in order to protect his own money.
Of course. It is to protect that $32 billion. He doesn't want $31 billion. He doesn't want $30 billion and $2 billion going to some other agency that may oversee his work. He wants all $32 billion. Matter of fact, he wants $40 billion.
Well, this guy,
what he wants.
Right. Well, this guy then, the new terrorist czar, is just a new guy. They're like, they don't want him in the cabinet because that's only reserved for secrets, you know, super people that pass the secret super loyalty oath test. Mm-hmm. They want to have another guy on the outside. This guy's perfect. It's a new patsy. It's a new guy to blame if something goes wrong. Hey, you know, you're looking over everything. I know you don't have power to change anything, but something went wrong, you're out.
There you go.
Because that's what Bush said.
Still to come, the presidential palm pilot, the liberal agenda, and live from Baghdad, Time Magazine Bureau Chief Michael Ware, when we continue here on Air America Radio.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, Ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Iraqi authorities have accused terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi with a series of deadly weekend bombings at 2 churches in a bid to drive Christians out of the country. Top Shiite cleric and other Muslim leaders condemned the bombings. U.S. General suspended over prisoner abuse at the military prison in Abu Ghraib says there was a conspiracy to keep her in the dark. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski made the charge in a BBC interview. Today marks the start of the military hearings for one of the female soldiers charged in the abuse scandal. President Bush is agreeing that a post for National Intelligence Director should be created, but Bush maintains that person should not have the status of being a part of the president's cabinet. He also wants to limit the powers of the director. And after some confusion yesterday, new polls are out this morning confirming that Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry experienced a bounce from last week's Democratic National Convention in Boston. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, Director of the Cornea Service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Oric XL.
Randy Rhodes.
It's the Democratic Party that's fighting to make college more affordable for middle-class families like mine. The Democrats are the party that fights to provide seniors with Medicare prescription drug coverage. It's the Democratic Party that's fighting to keep our air and water clean. It's the Democratic Party that wants to make sure when our veterans get home, that they have housing and benefits and a GI Bill. So the villagers have pitchforks and torches, and they are headed for Dracula's castle.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Yes, we're here. We're here, if you're wondering. It's Tuesday morning. We're in our equipped bunker here in New York.
Just fully equipped bunker.
Just in case anything bad happens. You know, we are... Oh, watch that. They keep getting in. The old-style bullets. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Present.
This is Morning Sedition. You're listening to Air America Radio. If you were wondering right now, Ramon, who is very proud... Apparently, he's wearing an Air America t-shirt around the Oval Office. Has downloaded the president's schedule from his Palm Pilot. His Palm Pilot. Here we go. 8 o'clock a.m. Wake up. Stay on message.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
This is getting hard. 9:30 a.m. Sign U.S.-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Enjoy celebratory marsupial burger. Good pockets. 11 a.m. Find new intelligence czar. See if we can find Jason Bourne. 11:30 a.m. Fly to Dallas. I love this state. I can be as stupid as I want here. 12:45 p.m. Speak at fundraiser in Dallas. Tell donors when I say...
We are a nation in danger.
I'm not referring to the Great Republic of Texas, y'all. 3 p.m. Speak at Knights of Columbus Convention in Dallas. Impress them by speaking Catholic. 7 p.m. Go home to Crawford. First order of business. Arrest and detain tumbleweeds. 9 p.m. Watch Last Comic Standing. That Jay Moore makes me think. 10 p.m. Bedtime. Think happy thought. Headline. Bush appoints tumbleweed czar. Stray brush threat eliminated.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about this intelligence czar, or the terrorism czar before, this appointment that Bush basically says... you know, he basically says,
czar in name
quote, I'll quote him. I don't think that person ought to be a member of my cabinet. I will hire the person and I can fire the person. I don't think that the office ought to be in the White House, however, because the White House is this insulated place where only secrets are protected. And I guess the other angle on this is that Rumsfeld can oversee this guy who's overseeing all these other guys. So he has all this information and he can just pick the guy he wants to do business with that's given him the information that he needs to fulfill his agenda and also have a guy to blame. It's perfect for Rumsfeld.
Well, I'll ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
What do you think Rumsfeld's role will be in the selection process? He's going to control all the money. He controls all the money now. He's going to control all the money when this guy is named, a guy or a woman is named. Who do you think Bush is talking to? But like, who do you think would be the best person for this job?
They're talking to Rumsfeld.
Of course they're talking to Rumsfeld.
And he's
going to
find a guy, and he'll protect his guys, man. Ken Bone should have took the fall for the Abu Ghraib thing. Never went down, just disappeared. Rumsfeld's been in hiding a bit as well.
Yeah.
These guys are never, Bush never fires him, because without him, without Rumsfeld and Cheney and all these cats in his ear, he's really got no idea what to do.
Well, now he's got to figure out who would make a good intelligence czar. And
looking
it's
for
not as easy as it looks.
And ambitious, within the party, and willing to take a hit for the team.
That's right.
If necessary.
Somebody who's willing to get hit by a 350-pound lineman.
Because he's almost out of Clinton appointees to blame, isn't he?
Yeah.
After a certain point, you know, you run out of Clinton appointees, you're going to have to find guys that, you know, that you don't really like, but you can pretend like you like within our own party.
Well, that's right. Give me four more years, and I'll find more people to blame. I'll find more scapegoats. No problem.
So now I'm very excited about having Michael Ware, you know, on the show again, because he's always, like, you know, energized and has a lot to tell us. And, you know, Iraq is, you know, for the most part, as planned by the Bush administration, is not riding front
completely
seat in the media.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, well, that, but it's also not being covered as specifically as it once was. And they just executed a Turkish hostage.
Yes.
A Muslim guy. You know, they have assassinated and executed a couple of Muslims, which is bizarre, because it makes me wonder where they're, you know, how that fits into their allegiance.
Well, you know, they've gotten a lot of heat, Mark, lately about some of the kind of random bombings and shootings that have taken place, where Iraqi Muslim young men, women, and children have been killed.
Okay.
They have been getting a great deal of criticism, in many cases, from fundamentalist clerics. Remember, you know,
right.
Fundamentalism kind of implies that you got to have people around to you know, boss around a little bit. You have to be able to tell them what the deal is.
Right.
Well, they're killing off the very people who would be the bedrock of this fundamentalist movement.
Wow. So let's hit that. Let's hit where with that. But now let's take Tarawat to the home front.
Home front.
Apparently, a lot of this information that they found is, like, you know, information that predates 9/11.
3-4 years old in some cases.
I kind of knew that yesterday. I kind of said that. It's not that the information is bad or that it's necessarily suspect, but the timing of the release of the information, the release of the terror threat, is definitely questionable. And now it turns out that a lot of this information was, you know, all amassed before 9/11, before these security plans were put into place.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, John Kerry backed off of the statement that Howard Dean made yesterday, which said he was hoping that the whole terror threat warning wasn't political. He seemed to see a pattern there. Kerry kind of bailed on that and said, well, no, I don't see that pattern. I don't care what Howard Dean says. I don't see that pattern.
Yeah, but it's good that Howard Dean's doing that, man. It's the same.
Of course it's good.
It's the same thing we were talking about before. Why, you know, no one, like in the Bush administration, every time one of these Republican whack jobs, you know, throws up, you know, sends up a balloon to see if anyone takes the bait, like, you know, suspending elections or,
yeah,
you know, anything that these guys say, how come they're not reprimanded for it? Because it's the way that they can take a pulse on the public.
Yeah.
And I think that Howard Dean, he may be right. I certainly, being a conspiratorial guy, think it's completely a valid opinion to have, but I can also see why Kerry would distance himself from that, you know, from saying something that specific and indicting the president on that level, because he's trying to run a clean campaign. He doesn't want to leave himself open for petty BS.
Well, one of his spokespeople picked up something very interesting that you picked up yesterday. And that was the whole kind of laudatory thing that Ridge did at the end of his press conference about how safe Bush has made us.
Yeah.
You know, well, one of Kerry's spokespeople, while not going as far as Howard Dean, did criticize Ridge and
right,
did criticize that part of Ridge's press conference where he touted Bush.
Right.
So there is, you know, they're staying on message, and they're staying very close to the situation, because they're not going to let George W. Bush grab the spotlight. This was the whole point of the Democratic Convention, to burnish John Kerry's credentials on national security, on the war on terror, and here comes this threat, and he's got to step up. He cannot afford, like he did before, which made a lot of Democrats very nervous, to just sit back and let events unfold in front of him and let Bush have that spotlight. This is what people mean when they say John Kerry is a good closer. He's not doing what he did 2-3 months ago. He's not giving George W. Bush all these free passes. And I would maintain, even if he doesn't go as far as Howard Dean, he's still not giving this guy a free pass. But, Mark, there's a very interesting question that comes out of this. And
okay.
I've heard a couple of people asking this around the New York area, because
yes.
obviously we're in the middle of all this.
Right. What, like, what the hell do we do if something really happened? Where's that information? Where's that help? Where's the Homeland, whatever, the, you know, Grandmaster Ridge going to tell us about that? I mean, come on,
is
man.
Is he a rapper?
It's like, well, they, or, I'm sorry, Grand Imperial Wizard Ridge, or Grand whatever
Where's
it is.
Where's the sheet?
The
oh,
Grand Poop Bob nothing. You know, I mean, the truth of the matter is that they're going to continue to scare us and continue to say this. Aren't the American people grown up enough for them to say, look, if something bad happens, here's what you got to do, here's what you got to have. And, you know, spare me the duct tape and plastic. I mean, how about a real evacuation plan for New York City or someplace we can go? Somehow we can feel safe so we just don't have to feel like we're screwed all the time with the information that you're giving us. And that's why, if anything, makes it reveals it as a political tactic. Because if they were really concerned about the well-being of the people and not just scaring the hell out of everybody so they can be act like they got terrorism under control, it's like, we are grown-ups. You know, please don't treat us like children and just say, hey, be scared and remember we're your daddy and we'll lead you out of harm's way. Well, how are you going to do that? If there's a real threat to the people of New York City, the people of the United States of America, how about an evacuation plan, pal? How about, you know, giving us the cold, hard realities about what's really going on instead of, like, rehashing four-year-old information that, you know, the truth of the matter is about the tribal realities of the way the, you know, Islamic religion works in a lot of ways is that a lot of the information that comes out that, you know, that may not have come from Al-Qaeda operatives. You know what I mean? Oh, it could be some guy's cousin who worked in the basement of the UN. It could have been, you know, all that information. It's not, like, baffling that, you know, the terrorists have structural information about buildings. It's easy to get. The truth of the matter is that moderate Muslims are now sympathizing for the plight of Muslim extremists because of the action we took in Iraq. And the real issue is when are we going to address our global economic policy in relation to oil, and how much are we willing to hedge this bet? I mean, how much are these guys willing to put America at risk for their economic policies, and when do we start talking about alternative forms of energy?
Sad to say, Mark, I think a lot of people in this country are starting to realize how deep the risk is that these folks are ready to take.
Well,
with
yeah.
American lives. They've already sacrificed almost 1,000 over in Iraq. How many more are they willing to sacrifice here for that agenda?
And we'll talk to Michael Ware about just that, about the what is really going on in Iraq after this on Air America Radio.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
PetSmart is saying thank you to the nation's pet parents with incredible bonus offers throughout the store. Come into PetSmart today and save $2 on a 50.1-pound bonus bag. That's 6 pounds free of Pedigree brand dog food. Only Pedigree has healthy nuggets with antioxidants to help your dog live a healthier, happier life. Don't miss your chance to save on big bonus offers throughout the store during Pet Parent Appreciation Days. Going on now for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress, but you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services, but make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Mark Riley? Mark Maron here, Morning's Edition. Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. All we're doing is talking about the issues. I know. Then do something funny. I can't. I'm crying. Why don't they talk about my problems? It really is unnerving to me that how impractical these terror threats really are, because all they say and all these, like after 9/11, it's the same thing. It's like, you got to be scared, you got to be alert. Something really bad could happen, but please go about your business. Yeah. Resume consumption quick. Get something between you and your feelings before they lead to questions. You know.
Well, you know what though? The consumer part we should not overlook. You know why?
Yeah.
The bulk of this recovery is being generated not by jobs, not by people, new wealth. It is being generated by consumption.
Right.
I saw a piece in the paper the other day that really made me stop and look, because it said, and this is one of those economic experts that comments on the state of the economy.
Yeah.
Said, things should get better in the second half, but consumers should not be expected to bear the burden of this economic recovery alone. So when these people, when Tom Ridge says go out and shop, he's not kidding. He's not saying this in some Pollyannish way. He's saying, look, consumers are the backbone of this economy. We stop buying stuff, this economy goes straight to hell.
Yeah.
And if we stop buying stuff before Labor Day, George W. Bush may go straight to hell with his great economic recovery.
Yeah, because there's no getting over that if people feel in their pocketbook, unless they can really make fear more important, because that's the only point, that's the only place where he's leading Kerry at all, and these ridiculous polls that mean nothing.
But you know what? He's running even now, Kerry. They have actually gone almost like mirror image.
On terror as well?
Yes, on terror as well. He's running even. One of those polls, Kerry is running even with Bush.
But you know why those polls are screwed? We're waiting for Michael Ware to call us, so if you're getting all, at the edge of your seat for Michael Ware, we are too.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the call from Iraq. We've had problems with phone lines from Iraq sometimes before with certain people.
Hello?
But Ware has gotten through. All in all, he's gotten through. He's just he's in the middle of something over there.
Well, when he gets because this is a guy that runs with the insurgents, which means, by the way, that he is considered suspect by them and suspect by the Western press.
You mean he's doing a real job as a reporter?
He's actually reporting news. He is a journalist.
He's risking his life to get the information.
Yeah, and I'm sure Time Magazine must hold its breath every time he, decides to go underground and decides to talk to some of these people. But he brings home the bacon, Mark. He brings back these reports, which really are incisive because they help people understand how other people think. We as Americans seem to think in many instances, the rest of the world thinks just like we do. And nothing can be further from the truth. Whether you're talking about those militias in Darfur in the western part of the Sudan, whether you're talking about the Tupper Miles Brigade that comes out of South America, people don't think the same way we do about a lot of stuff, and Americans don't understand that. And one of the things that Michael Weir does...
You mean people don't think about themselves constantly?
No.
The way we do?
And things people that they want constantly.
People don't walk around saying, God, if only I were 5 pounds thinner, I could fit into those pants. If I had that car, I'd be so much better than the other guy.
Yeah.
If I had that guy's job, I'd be making more money and people would like me more.
That's all American stuff.
God
other
bless.
People are saying, gee, You know, if we only had electricity like we had 6 months ago.
That's it. I really think, as I said before, they should, you know, change the slogan from America, you know, for America, from land of the free, home of the brave, to America, all you can eat, strictly enforced.
Over 1 zillion served. But, you know, and see, now that's another thing that we got to talk to Michael Ware about. Remember that there's $1 billion, not million, $1 billion.
Yeah.
In money that was supposed to go to rebuilding Iraq. That's missing.
Yeah.
It's gone.
And, yeah, I wonder where that is. I wonder where all the money from the opium crop in Afghanistan is. Where are those kickbacks? Where's that money flowing into? Talk about the black market. Talk about the realities. Those are the issues. I know, but, you know, it's hard to talk about. And we'll be right back with Michael Ware, hopefully after this, on Air America.
I'm Jim Hightower, and I've approved this message.
Jim Hightower is not running for office, but he is back this campaign season with an important word about the regime of King George VI.
Let's stop beating around the bush. These people are nuts.
Let's Stop Beating Around the Bush is Hightower's hilarious new best-selling book, offering you unvarnished facts, insight, and humor to get you through this year's political spin cycle. Buy Let's Stop Beating Around the Bush today and make politics fun again. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy it today.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR, but they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE, or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-900-5818. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-900-5818 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-900-5818. 800-900-5818. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
He'd be chivered.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hey, Mark Maron here on Morning's Edition with Mark Riley.
Hey!
Wow, man. Tuesday's a little harder for me today. I don't know why. I was all optimistic yesterday. It's like, Monday, here we go. And then it's like, Tuesday, oh, man, it's further away than I thought.
Well, hey, you know, but we're going to get to the end of the road.
Yeah, are we?
Speaking of the end of the road, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of it.
You remember Captain James Yee?
Yes, sir.
James Yee.
He was set up, the guy who got caught up in the crap. They said he was a spy. Turns out he wasn't a spy. What happened?
He was detained for 76 days down in Guantanamo. He was charged with espionage at one point. The Army arrested him last September. And they said he was carrying classified documents. He was charged with mishandling classified material, failing to obey an order, making a false official statement, adultery, and conduct unbecoming an officer.
You know, when they throw the adultery charge in with the hardcore stuff, you know
they got nothing. Absolutely. Well, in March, they dismissed all the criminal charges, found him guilty of the non-criminal army charge of adultery and downloading pornography.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I never went into service. The reprimand he received was thrown out a month later.
So he's guilty of nothing, and he's probably going to sue, it sounds like.
Quitting the military now. He's saying that the Army never apologized to him, never even allowed him to get his belongings back from Guantanamo. And I smell a consultation with one of those lawyers coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, oh, man, there's so many law. There's so many cases. There's actually a French indictment that's supposedly on the table against Cheney. We got to get. There's so much news.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you start to really assess how much is out there and what needs to be done, and my brain almost explodes.
It's a scary thing, man, because, you know, here's a guy who was serving his country and was suddenly accused of a crime. And, you know, when you're accused of a crime in a military context, you're not allowed all the rights that you would be, that you would have as a criminal defendant under normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So he was hamstrung from the very beginning.
Right.
He knew he was innocent of these charges.
Right.
The Army probably knew he was innocent of these charges.
Right.
But yet they went after him anyway. Why?
Yep. So here's some things you can do. If you want to call, if you want to email CNN, cnnfeedback@cnn.com. If you want to email MSNBC, viewersservices@msnbc.com about their coverage of the conventions.
Their rancid coverage.
Yeah, and tell them, you know, suggest some people that you want to see at the Republican National Convention covering the other side. You know, how about Noam Chomsky right after President Bush speaks?
Yeah.
Maybe Terry McAuliffe right after, what's his name, Cheney speaks. Maybe we got David Corn. How about Linda Ronstadt? Larry Flint would be good. The dude I got Dell kid. That'd be good. How about David Crosby? How about Rick James? You know, Jenna Jameson. Rick Taylor. Sure. Harvey Pekar, Sister Soulja, Eminem. Get them all on there. I want to see their faces at the RNC on CNN coverage. Lawrence Korb would be really good. Paul Krugman, Al Sharpton, David Brock, Old Dirty Bastard. There's a million people that could get on TV and represent the other side of things, and I think they should.
Russell Simmons.
No, yeah, Russell Simmons, absolutely, for a real one, yeah. There's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound, which I haven't seen yet. Here we go. write these down. Here are your marching orders. One, overthrow intelligence czar with October Revolution. Install workers' paradise. There you go. Two, criticize NASA probe to Mercury as insensitive to the emotional needs of Venus. Three, praise Iraq car bombings as one method of weaning the planet away from fossil fuels.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Four, replace love crystal in naval with vote crystal. Yeah. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation, quote, if plants can cry, then plants can vote, damn it. Unquote. Unquote, end quote.
End quote.
There you go.
End
so
quote,
I guess we're going to take Michael Ware over the top of the hour on the other side of the 8 o'clock.
Along with Iraq, Birth of a Nation, former CIA case officer Larry Johnson, the Liberal Confessional, and much, much more here on Air America Radio.
Hey, check us out at morningsedition.com where you can blog, email, and waste lots of time at work looking at our links.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream.
But when it comes to chocolate milk, we switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup. Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
Charts and graphs, love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
High charts, low charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 5 after 2. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the Doldrum Fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Fax, fax.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Iraqi authorities are charging Jordanian terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi with a string of church bombings in Iraq over the weekend, killing close to a dozen people. The authorities charge that al-Zarqawi and his band of gunmen are trying to drive the Christian population out of the country. Top Shiite cleric Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani and other Muslim leaders condemned the car bombings. The attacks were the first of its kind by the minority Christian community since the start of the insurgency. U.S. General suspended over prisoner abuse at the military prison in Abu Ghraib in Iraq says there was a conspiracy to keep her in the dark. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski tells the BBC that she's been told about a witness who claims deliberate steps were taken to keep her from finding out about prisoner abuse. She says the unnamed witness indicated that Karpinski was excluded from meetings about interrogation techniques and kept away from the facilities. President Bush says he's prepared to give the green light for the creation of a national intelligence director in a bid to bring about sweeping reforms in the intelligence community. But Bush stopped short of allowing that proposed figure to have sweeping powers to hire, fire, control funding at other agencies as recommended by the 9/11 panel. Bush, in making the announcement, said the nation is in danger. While the president supports the plan for a director, an anonymous source says the president will tell the CIA director to tap all the authority he has under current law to manage the nation's 15 spy agencies. Democratic candidate John Kerry has accused President Bush of encouraging terrorist recruitment with policies that have sparked anger at the United States. Kerry, while on a nationwide campaign tour, accused the president of not acting fast enough to protect Americans. Kerry made the charge on the very day the president gave approval to a plan for a national intelligence director. Kerry said the president should immediately call for a special session of Congress to implement the recommendations of the 9/11 panel. At the same time, Kerry said he would interrupt his campaigning to be there for debate and voting when necessary. Intelligence and law enforcement officials yesterday revealed that much of the information that led to the upgrading of terrorist threat levels in parts of New York City and Washington, D.C., as well as northern New Jersey, were at least 3 to 4 years old. Officials admitted that they did not have any concrete evidence that a terrorist plot or surveillance operations were actually underway, but the officials regard the information as still significant, prompting the upgrade in the terrorist threat level, especially around financial institutions in parts of New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. And in other news, about 5 million children have been added to government health programs since 2001, many because their parents lost their employer-sponsored insurance. So says a new study by the Center for Studying Health System Change, a private research group in Washington. It says public insurance clearly picked up the slack. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
What do you call 20 million gays and lesbians? A dream market. How do you reach this dream market? Become an exhibitor at the Gay Life Expo, November 6th and 7th at the Javits Convention Center. Our audience has almost double the national average household income, spend prolifically, and are extremely brand loyal. They are highly educated, travel extensively, and entertain frequently. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Sell and promote your products. Get consumer feedback or names on mailing lists of potential customers. Make an enormous impact on one of the most highly desirable demographic groups. All in an upscale, fun environment. For exhibitor information, call 212-352-3535 or visit gaylifeexpo.com. Produced by CMA, a Matthew Banks Steve Levenberg event. Call 212-352-3535.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the Internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here.
I'm Mark Maron. It's Morning Sedition. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Dude, I'm feeling a chi depletion.
A chi depletion?
I'm having a chi depletion, man. I went to the place where I work out yesterday where I forced myself to work out.
I did, too.
Oh, my God.
I did the same thing yesterday.
Dude, so, like, it's in this this small gym within this kind of acupuncture holistic thing. This guy, Dr. Lee, he runs the place. And I don't go to see him. His office is there, but his little disciple has a gym in the same building, and I work out there with my friend Ari. And the thing is, the doctor, every once in a while, he'll come up and say something to you that's really telling. Like, he's one of these old Asian, you know, Chinese doctor guys. He's a kung fu dude, and he knows everything. He can look right through your soul and see right into you, you know? He says things like, don't lose no more weight, you know what I mean? And somehow it resonates with you, you know?
Yeah.
But yesterday, he comes up to me, like, I was doing exercises, and I saw him look at me with some sort of weird, like, kind of grave concern that made me go, why am I, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then he comes up to me and goes, you work too hard. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they're working you too hard. You need to rejuvenate. You need to recharge your battery. And I'm like, he knew because, like, I'd been up for, like, hours because I went to L.A. and I only slept for, like, 10 hours the whole weekend. And then all of a sudden I get home and I'm like, oh, man, I'm on chi. I'm draining my chi, which is the life force, the yin-yang life energy, the chi, man. You only get so much of it in one lifetime.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting there, you know, kind of sweating out going, man, this might be bigger than just a sleep problem. I might have to stop masturbating. I might have to stop, you know, stressing about things. I might have to stop, like, all this stuff starts to rain down on me all because this Chinese doctor told me that, you know, I'm having this chi depletion.
Wait a minute. Does masturbating deplete your chi?
Everything depletes your chi, dude.
Oh.
Everything depletes your chi.
Breathing? Talking?
No, I think breathing, if done properly, only enhances the chi.
Okay.
It keeps your chi equal. You know, it keeps your chi good. The balance is good.
But how about sex?
Sex is a chi drainer, my friend.
Okay.
You know, unless you know how to do it.
How do you get it? How do you get it back?
That's the problem is you just have to, it has to replenish itself, even though you have this, I don't really understand this stuff, you know, and as long as you have a finite amount of chi, but if you tap into the great global universal chi, you can sort of replenish the chi that you already have kind of deal.
It's sort of like recharging this computer, right? Because this morning it was like at 5%, now it's up to 93, so I guess it's charging itself during the course of the show.
Exactly. Yeah. All you need is a chi cable, and at night when you go to sleep, you plug the chi cable right into your arse. And
there
you wake
is.
Up and you're fully chi-charged.
Chi-charged.
God, did we just lower the bar here? Did I just take beautiful, sort of like timeless Asian spiritual principles
and trash
trivialize them?
Yes, you did.
With a cord?
Yes.
Is that unbelievable how easy it is? All you need is a rectum and a cord to make anything seem
stupid. But wait a minute, you know what? There
base.
Is there is something here. There's a cord. Is this, look. It says chi on here.
Is there a chi cord in your computer?
Yes.
Man. I need some rest. That's all I'm saying. And I don't need it right now because we're alive, we're juiced, we're fighting the fight. And Carrie is is fighting the fight.
He's taking it to him.
Good.
He is taking it to George W. Bush. Bush and Kerry are trading charges on the terror war and who is hating the United States and why.
Yeah.
You know, Kerry, and by the way, following the lead of Morning Sedition's Mark Maron, says that the Bush offensive in Iraq has created more terrorists all around the world. This is how he put it.
Resulted in an increase of animosity and anger focused on the United States of America. And the intelligence agencies of our country will tell you and can tell you, it's not classified, that the madrasas, the schools that are teaching terror, the people who are training terror, are using our actions as a means of recruitment.
Now, you know what Kerry's saying there? Kerry is saying we were stupid the way we did what we did. Even if you wanted to say, for the sake of argument, that you supported going into Iraq. The bottom line is there was no plan for the occupation. There was no plan, short of, you know, one that was riddled with corruption, for rebuilding the infrastructure of this country. Innocent men, women, and children are sitting around without electricity, without water, based not just on the inability of rebuilding the technical infrastructure, but also depending on politics. That's the way this is working.
Got no exit strategy.
None whatsoever. And by the way, Kerry has now come up with an exit strategy.
Yeah, he says we're going to leave.
He said by the end of his term, he could see sending fewer and fewer people to Iraq. But see,
he said within a year, he's going to get the guys out who are there now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The guys who are overextended, the reservists who like are in their 50s. He's afraid that Bush is going to call him to go. So.
But see, now here's the other problem, Mark.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a group of American troops that surrounded the home of Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical Shiite cleric, the young guy. There's been a death warrant, an arrest warrant out on him for murder. There were
He's the jihad rock star.
He's the guy. He's one of the most popular guys in the country, apparently. And, you know, there have been several American generals say we're going to try and get him dead or alive. So they, exchange fire. With people who are inside of this home in Najaf that he occupies.
Yeah.
Apparently one woman was killed during this, but there was a very telling thing that happened here, Mark.
Okay.
The Iraqi police came in.
Yes.
All right. The U.S. troops withdrew from their positions around the house to let the Iraqi police do it.
Yeah.
And then the Iraqi police didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
They just end the fight.
Yeah, because they don't want to fight their own guys.
Well, now see, what does that say about Bush's exit strategy?
Yeah.
What does that say about handing over power to people who aren't prepared to pursue the agenda that you said you were pursuing in this region? Obviously, the Iraqi police are not going to fearlessly go into firefights where their lives could be at stake. For a situation that they are not down with. And again, the whole idea of targeting churches, targeting these police recruitment places,
they are
very, very specific. Now, I'm not saying that they're right.
The guys in the Iraqis who are in the Iraqi police force know that when the Americans leave, they still got to be there.
Yep.
So whatever hits the fan after the Americans leave, they're going to have to pay for whatever actions they took, because the way tribal politics work is completely alien to the way the American politics work.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And what we're seeing now in terms of the whole issue of what the American, the next step is for America's involvement in the country, you realize that under George W. Bush, it is extremely murky. Mm-hmm. He has no, unlike Kerry, he has no plan for pulling these troops out with any kind of alacrity. He has no real plan. There's NATO troops are supposed to be teaching and training these Iraqi police, but there's no, Americans can't make these guys do their job.
Yeah.
Americans can't say, hey, you do this or we'll shoot you. That can't work.
Ultimately, what's going to happen is the Americans are going to protect the oil reserves. They're going to have this puppet government in there that's going to respect what they want to respect and manage the country as they want to be managed, and manage whatever civil wars pop up here and there. But as long as that oil is protected, then that's all they really give the care. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
I believe that now. It took me a while to believe that, but that is all this is about.
Well, I think you may have a point there. Now, we do got to go.
Yeah, let's do it. What are we going to cover when we come back? What were you going to say?
Well, we're going to talk about the Republican National Convention delegates. Oh, he's scared to come to New York.
The wussies who are trying to proclaim themselves, like, I'm going to do it.
Journeyman.
I'm going to go to New York no matter what because I believe in our president. Yeah. Wussies. We'll talk to all of you in a minute on Air America Radio.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. Let me introduce you to Heidi. She's just one of over a half million people who have literally changed their financial life with my simple, powerful debt elimination system.
I'm a single mom. I thought every dime I had was accounted for. I did not think something like this would ever work for me.
Heidi is talking about the Transforming Debt into Wealth program.
As a single parent, I couldn't believe that I could have my 21-year mortgage paid off in 7 years. It's true. The program works because it uses a simple, decade-proven formula using the money that I already make.
Not only does Heidi continue to use the program, she's now one of our program specialists.
And if I can do it in just a short amount of time, so can anyone. John's made it as easy as possible to understand.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven debt elimination system. Call 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area. And they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020. 2020.
Hey, good morning. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Good morning.
Go to morningsedition.com and blog if you want. I just got to say one thing. I checked in over the break. Hey, new guy, take it easy. All right? Just slow down, buddy. Just take it easy.
That's right. You're new here.
The name's Mark and Mark, not these guys. And blog bitches for my friends. All right, new guy? All right.
That's right. Chump.
So we're getting intimate here, man.
That's right.
We're talking directly to the peoples. So here's the dream diary from last night. No wonder I feel tired. I'm Evel Knievel.
Uh-oh.
White jumpsuit, big hair, super stud. Me and my motorcycle going ramp to ramp, baby. Airborne. I've broken every bone in my body, but still, evil knows no fear. Why? Because evil's not very bright. And that works for evil. So my last big jump was in November 2000. I knew it was going to be close, but I thought I'd cleared it. I hit the ramp at 90 miles an hour and lifted off, and, oh, baby, I can see the White House from here. But at the last minute, I trip over Ralph Nader and the Supreme Court and Jeb Bush and Clinton's penis. I thought it was finished. Cracked pelvis, torn jumpsuit. I broke my hair, man. Bush stood over me laughing. Kids stopped buying my lunchbox. And but now I'm back, and Evil's gearing up for my biggest jump ever. Got a bigger, better bike, got a Southerner on the ticket, got a brand new EK belt buckle that stands for Edwards Carey, got the hair fixed, and we're going to get over this time. Evil loves a challenge, but there's a whole lot of stuff stacked in my way. Me and my hog have to make it over Dean and Lieberman and Gore and Clinton again. His penis is smaller this time, but the ego's way bigger. And then over Bush and Cheney, who have baseball bats to swap me in midair. So I line it up, rev my hog up a few times, get it good and loud, and squeal out towards the ramp. Here we go. At the last second, I veer to the side of the ramp, get Bush and Cheney in my sights, and run them down like a couple of speed bumps. Eat rubber. I do a wheelie on Cheney's glasses. I break Bush's hair. He says, hey, no fair. Fraud, fraud. I laugh, gun the gas, and spray dirt in their faces. People mess with evil. People get dirty. I woke up and my bed was filled with Welcome Back Cotter playing cards. Yeah, how's that? How's that go for you?
There you go.
Oh, man. What's the big news now, Riley? Where are we at? What are we talking about?
There are some Republican delegates who've been talking to the media who are a little nervous about coming to New York now that we have a terror threat in place. Now, here's the interesting thing about the terror threat. We brought this up yesterday, and apparently somebody brought it up to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
How do you turn an orange threat that already exists into an orange threat that didn't exist before the orange threat?
Yeah.
So he said, and I think he was only half joking, that now it's orange plus. And this orange plus is making a lot of delegates who are coming from places like Mississippi and California and other places.
Yeah, one of them said, quote, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Oh, is it nerve-wracking to go to the big city?
Two words for you, stay home.
Yeah, how about you stay home?
You don't have to come. Yeah, look, we'll be fine without you. But, you know, I mean, look, I understand it's a trip of a lifetime for a lot of these delegates.
Yeah.
They're Republican activists in their hometowns, which I must imagine is a nauseating and thankless gig. And now they come here. This is their moment in the sun. They get to say they were in the same room as Rudy Giuliani and God knows who else. Mayor Bloomberg apparently is taking a kind of, he was taking a hands-off tack. I don't know if they can do that now, though. I don't know, you know, given this terror alert, assuming it does not go down before the convention. And remember, the convention is one of the events that Tom Ridge described as being particularly vulnerable in the first place. Everybody was supposed to be nervous about it.
Yeah, well, I got another quote from Rick Aguilar, a delegate from West St. Paul, Minnesota. Quote, I would have been more concerned if Giuliani hadn't cleaned it up. So now, like, it's like terrorism is scary, but it would have been scarier if there were still all those drug fiends.
All those squeegee men on the street.
Squeegee guys on the street.
Yeah.
Giuliani cleaned it up. He sucked the soul out of the city, I think, man.
Well, he did suck the soul out of the
Bring the filth back to Times Square, that's what I say. Make it like it used to be.
Well, you know what?
Back in the day, right, Riley?
That's right, back in the day. It kind of looks like Las Vegas East now. You know, it's like a lot of lights and stuff, and there's, you know, a couple of really bad Mexican restaurants on the block. B.B. King's, though. B.B. King, that's the only good thing that's happened in Times Square since
42nd Street. 42nd Street. All right, you used to have the Peeporama. You had the Show World. You had the
Show World is still there, Mark.
You had Sexodrome. No, it's not. It's a comedy club now.
I thought it was like half Show World, half comedy.
No.
Oh, they got rid of all the porn?
It's all gone. All the porn's gone. Now
those girls are out of work?
Yeah, Chili's. You got Chevy's. They got Applebee's. I mean, what is it?
What's a stripper to do?
But who the hell eats at a Chili's in New York?
Well, that's my whole point.
Isn't that the kind of crappy food you get when you know in the crappy mall that you come from?
Absolutely. This is the Phoenixization of New York City.
But do people get off of the train and actually go, oh, my God, there's an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Applebee's. I can't wait to go.
Sad to say. It's either that or McDonald's.
You guys, it's the New York Applebee's.
Yeah.
Let's go into the New York Applebee's, and then we can tell the guy at our Applebee's when we went to the New York Applebee's. He's going to be like, no way.
Yeah.
Was it bigger? Yeah, it was bigger.
It was a lot more expensive.
Oh, man.
Either way, you know, I guess at the New York Applebee's, you pay about 30% more for whatever. I ate at one Applebee's. Are they an advertiser for
Back in the day, people used to come from around the world to masturbate in the booths of Times Square.
That's absolutely true. And by the way, I'm old enough to remember when there were other kinds of restaurants in Times Square. There was a place that used to, it was like a cafeteria. And you could go there at like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night and get a blue plate special for like $3.
Professional masturbators from Sweden and Denmark used to come here to compete with our local guys.
Oh, those are the guys with the really beefy forearms.
Yeah.
Did you compete?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I don't need to compete. But
because they say you're world class.
Yeah, of course.
But look, what we have going on here with these delegates.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, just, you know, the anxiety of going from a very safe place, which, by the way, is probably getting some terror money.
Yeah.
You know, in their home states, getting proportionally more than we get here in New York.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is they're scared to come here, some of them.
Yeah.
And some of them make this ridiculous decision. Well, it'd be clean, you know, I'd be more scared if it wasn't for Rudy Giuliani, who's been gone now for...
Yeah, I mean, just knowing that he was once in power there.
Yeah. And, I mean, one of the things that... maybe it's different from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But one of the things that strikes you immediately about a Republican convention, and I hope our listeners don't take the wrong inference from this, but how white it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the whitest events I've ever seen in my life. I mean, less than 4% of the delegates of people are black.
Do you think the city's gotten whiter?
No.
It hasn't, right?
No. The city hasn't gotten whiter, but the Republican convention will be the whitest part.
The
of
nerve
New
of these
York
guys to come to the town to for George Bush to the, come to the town, you know, where
legendary, fabled for its diversity.
Yeah, and also the site of his biggest, you know, oversight, his biggest mistake, his biggest, you know, failure. And to come, you know, try to own this town for a few days, it's disturbing to me. I mean, just the fact that my life is going to be compromised because these guys want to do their party here is disturbing to me.
Well, remember that they pushed back the original start date of the Republican convention because they wanted to get it close to September 11th because they really thought that Bush would make a lot of hay out of the commemoration. It's the third anniversary now of the September 11th terror attacks. And he wanted that to rub off on him, just like he wanted the whole thing with Reagan to
Nothing's
rub off
rubbing
on
off on him. This guy's his own special type of evil.
Yeah, and see, now he's facing a situation where, on the one hand, you've got the United for Peace and Justice demonstrators who are going to be walking past the garden and then going, there's thousands of them that are going over to the West Side Highway. But what is interesting to me is that there's a huge organized labor demonstration that's scheduled to come up during the course of the convention.
Uh-huh.
These are the people that George W. Bush needs to reach out to. These are the Giuliani Democrats in a lot of cases. And they are four square against his policies. Why? Because their lives, economically, have gotten no better during the 3 years or 4 years now that George Bush has been running this country.
Right.
Not one bit better.
And it's going to be unbelievable. They're going to close the tunnels. They're going to close the bridges.
They've already closed the Holland Tunnel of truck traffic.
Oh, my God.
They're and it's going to be, I mean, they're already massive traffic.
But this isn't just because of terrorist threats. This is because the convention is going to happen. I'm sure they closed the Holland Tunnel because of the terrorists.
They did that specifically because of the heightened alert.
And protesters can only, you know, they can only protest in these free speech zones, which is going to be on the West Side Highway, which is blocks away from the actual, you know, convention, which can, for me, completely, it dismantles the entire idea.
Well,
of
they're going
a protest.
They're allowing them to march past the garden. That they're allowing them to do. See, originally they didn't even want to let them do that. They did not want to let them get within blocks of the garden. Originally they wanted to do it in Central Park. They expected 250,000 people. The city said no.
Yeah.
Now then they said, well, you do it on the West Side Highway. Then the protesters said, well, that's too far away from the garden.
I just hope they get the coverage, man. I just hope we call us up and tell us what you think. 866-303-2270 about this terrorist threat. Is it real? Is it not real? About some maybe what you think about the Republican National Convention and press coverage. We're sorry that we've had a couple of Michael Ware didn't call us back, and you know,
and Larry Johnson.
We'll get him. All right, and we'll be
right back. We got a Iraq, Birth of a Nation, and you on the phones, and the Liberal Confessional. When we continue here on Air America Radio. Give us a call at 866-303-2270, or you can check us out at morningsedition.com.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America hosts Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's word in the past hour that Afghan and U.S. troops, supported by warplanes, killed as many as 50 militants in a day-long battle near the Pakistani border. United States military says it was one of the bloodiest battles since American forces entered the nation of Afghanistan. President Bush is calling for a national intelligence director as proposed by the 9/11 Commission, but Bush yesterday made clear that he does not want that individual to have too many powers. Bush does not want him or her to sit in his cabinet. He or she would not be able to hire and fire or even consider spending at the nation's spy agencies. Intelligence and law enforcement officials yesterday revealed that much of the information resulting in the upgrade in the terrorist level threat was 3 to 4 years old. And Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry, when asked about the television coverage of the recent Democratic National Convention, said the talking heads keep talking and you can't hear anything. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show, Paul Krugman, or Mr. Smart, as I call him, will stop by not merely to say hello or drop something off, but actually for a full interview. Paul will explain to you, the listeners, exactly why so many of you are poor and miserable and what you can do about it. I say vote for John Kerry, but I'm not going to put any words in Paul's mouth. That's his brain's job. Join us tomorrow on the Al Franken Show.
So he's got a new terror plan. He's going to stick a guy in an office somewhere across town, not in the cabinet, not in the White House.
Give him a little budget.
A terrorist czar.
Czar.
That's got no budget. He's just his job is to keep the president abreast of situations that are happening with the many different agencies.
When you're named after a Russian leader, like Tsar, you really don't have much power.
I don't know who started that. Who started that? Did Reagan start that?
I think it was Reagan. Reagan had the drug czar, and then it was this czar, and that czar,
and that czar.
And they say that we had no truck with the Soviet Union.
This guy's just another patsy. He's another blame puppet.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Nobody gets on the inside except for the select few, the chosen ones, the initiated ones, the neocon freak jobs.
The special plan.
Everybody else is just a blame puppet.
You think Rumsfeld
Watch out, man. We're pointing it at you.
You think Rumsfeld will transfer somebody out of his office?
I don't know. I don't know who's. Why would he do that? I guess so. He'd have to find the weak
link. Make sure that he does the right thing.
The weak link on the chain to blame him.
Yeah.
The secrecy is so malignant and destructive in this administration. I can't believe that none of them went down after one thing or the other, after all this, the Abu Ghraib stuff, after the intelligence failures, after all the lies about the WMDs. I can't believe that nobody has lost their job except George Tenet.
They think that people have forgotten about Abu Ghraib. Honestly, yeah. they don't think that that stayed in the American consciousness for very long.
Yeah. Let's talk to Glenn in Long Island. Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're all pretty right. good. What's on your mind?
You sound kind of weird coming through the phone. But anyway, the terror alert yesterday was the number one story. I told you guys a long time ago I used the Today Show as a news barometer.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the entire beginning of the show was devoted to the terror alert.
Right.
Today, the news story is out that this is four-year-old information. They didn't even mention it.
Yeah, we got that late last night. Absolutely. They didn't mention it yet. And what does that really mean? I mean, okay, I understand that they found the computer recently, or they might have tagged the guy recently.
It was a kid, yeah.
But yesterday, we were speculating about that. Like, how real is this information? What does it really mean? Of course, these buildings would be targets. And it turns out a lot of this information was amassed pre-9/11.
They're not even sure that they have done any of this surveillance recently.
Yeah, my speculation, though, in my brain, this is what hit me hard, and it sticks with me, is that a lot of this information that people get about buildings, about structures, about, you know, ideas for targets and stuff, I think that there's no way of stopping that kind of information from getting into the hands of terrorists, because if it's true that moderate Muslims are sympathizing with the cause of the jihadists and the insurgencies because of the actions we took in Iraq, anybody's cousin could filter information through several different hands into the hands of whoever wants it.
Absolutely.
There's no way to stop this kind of information. And I don't even know how I guess they said it was really specific with structural explanations and stuff, but you would think that these buildings would be secured anyways.
Well, see,
at least within the building.
But here's what we have going on, Mark, and we were seeing it during the break. You know, we're watching the television news with the sound off. They're going to different shots of New York City.
Yeah.
What do you see? You see dogs. You see these German shepherds basically lying down, looking around at people. You see guys with heavy armaments. You know,
yeah.
Body armor and all that Kevlar, and they're carrying these semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah.
And they're all just standing there.
Yeah.
And what this does, see, this is psychological, a lot of this crap. This is not really
working my nerves.
Well, what it does is give people the sense of security.
Yeah.
The sense that somebody is doing so, even though they will honestly tell you there's not anything they can do about it.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is saying to people, look, you can go to work because we got a guy standing in front of the building who will get blown up if you get blown up.
Right.
But what the hell? He's there now.
They're also saying if something happens, don't blame us. We told you. We got Jonathan in Brooklyn. I wonder who this could be.
Who is this?
Hello?
Oh, no. It's Larson in my head.
Is it Jonathan Larson?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got jury duty this morning, but I just couldn't go off and send a man to prison for life if I knew Marin's chi wasn't properly aligned.
Ah!
That's Larson. It's our producer who usually talks into my head occasionally from the booth. Now he's talking in my head from downtown.
Brooklyn.
Explain to the people.
It's Jonathan Larson, our producer. But wait, they can hear you now.
Yeah.
This is a weird. I'm experiencing something really strange. How you doing, Jonathan? What's going on? What's the case? You on a case?
I am the voice in your head.
No. Are you on a case?
No. It's 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, they haven't picked you. What are you doing?
No, he's not. He hasn't even gone to court yet.
Oh, so somebody got to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody's feeling all chipper.
Just a little bit. But see, you know the good thing about Jonathan Larson? He can go to the courthouse in downtown Brooklyn, and nobody will think he's a suspect.
No, that's for sure.
You know, Jonathan, you look like a juror, or maybe even a prosecutor if you're wearing a shirt and tie.
You haven't seen some of the jurors there, man.
Really?
Really?
Do you have any...
Uh-oh.
So, you got any notes, anything we need to do while you're gone?
Yeah.
I'm not really listening to the show.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, have a good day. We'll see you later.
Ah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, right?
All right, Kyle, you coming in tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Unless I get picked for a case, sure.
Well, we hope you're here, man.
Trust me, Jonathan. Nobody's picking. As soon as they find out where you work, that's the end of that.
Why is that?
Because they're not going to pick you for a case. You read too much.
I read too much.
You read too much. Trust me. They don't want to.
Throw out the smart guy.
I work for Air America Radio. And, you know, they use preemptive challenges. They don't have to tell you why. Just say, get rid of the big white guy. Put him over here. Forget it. Back to the pool.
He just said, what, Jonathan?
Tell him. Will tell you I only read the headlines.
Ah.
He's done all the reading he's going to do. The big reading is done. Now it's just small readings and him imposing his will on the readings that he does. I'll see you later, Larry. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care, man.
Man, isn't it great that he's not here? I'm kidding. He can't hear us. He's not listening.
Oh, yeah, that's what you say.
No. I miss him. You know,
I miss him, too.
My buddy Lipside went to... It was so funny how people are. My buddy Lipside had jury duty once, and he was there with the people on the jury, and they're listening to Guy's case, and one of the women he's on jury duty with turns to him and goes, this guy's in trouble. it's up to you. You have to deliberate that. We got one more call here. How about Mark in New Jersey? How are you, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
good,
man?
I just wanted to make a comment. I think there's no terrorist threat at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
it. I think the reason why Tom Ridge and George Bush did this is for themselves, to get the tightest possible security into New York City.
For the convention?
I think they got the place surrounded. They got it pretty 3 weeks before the convention. They got it pretty tight now. And I'm very surprised to hear that there are Republican delegates that are saying that, you know, they're scared to go in. It's the safest place to be right now, and I think they know it.
Yeah, one of them said that, too.
Under the guise of terrorism and getting Bloomberg to fit the bill.
Oh, interesting.
Well, he's a billionaire. If anybody can foot it, it's him.
But that's pretty good speculation. The guy's basically saying, not unlike the weapons of mass destruction ruse, that they're just saying there's a terrorist threat, and they're up in the ante a little bit. They're doing the Orange Plus thing. So Bloomberg will kick in some of the city's money to tighten security, you know, more than it would have been tightened, you know, normally.
You know, there is a dollar figure on what how much the city of New York particularly has to spend every time one of these alerts is heightened like this. And it's not inconsequential.
Yeah, but the thing is if what that guy's saying is true, that means these guys have a pattern of exploiting, you know, the fears of the people in order to, you know, maintain power and do whatever the hell they want, which is obviously true, and I don't even know why I give them the benefit of the doubt. I should just be off my rocker all the time, complete conspiratorial freak, because there's no reason to give these guys any rope. We'll be right back on Air America. Stay on the phone. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're here.
Do you have trouble falling asleep? You get a full night's sleep and still wake up tired? You wake up with aches and pains? Answering yes means you need to change the way you sleep. Hi, I'm David Spillo of Dormia, announcing the grand opening of our newest showroom at the Garden State Plaza. Dormia uses modern sleep technology and the finest materials to create the most advanced sleep systems ever. NASA-developed memory foam for pressure relief, 100% pure Belgian latex for orthopedic support, and the finest European quilted covers for comfort and breathability. Dormia mattresses and adjustable beds are the most comfortable, luxurious, and healthiest beds you can buy. Now, during our grand opening sale, all mattresses at all stores have been reduced and include free delivery and installation. Also, qualified buyers receive no interest, no payment financing until 2005. So, try a Dormia and start sleeping better. Dormia at the Palisades Center, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the Galleria Crystal Run in Middletown, the Danbury Fair Mall, the Crossgates Mall in Albany, the Willowbrook Mall, and now open at the Garden State Plaza.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now step into the plate. The Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hey, what's up, you guys? 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo!
It's Chris on the board. Brendan in the booth. Marty's over there. Larson's on jury duty. We're all hanging out. Some of us are in different parts of the city. This is Air America Radio. I'm having a little bit of a Tuesday, whatever that means. Is that a weird, kind of weird way to put it?
You're on high alert.
I feel like a girl for a minute. I'm having a Tuesday. Whatever that means.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm just a little scattered. But right now, since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 36. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, good morning. Yeah, okay. Yay, yay, Tuesday. I see your terrorists are having quite a summer. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And why not? Why not? But the way that they've been going about it is so random, so messy. And where's the profit margin? If you're smart, you'll harness all those youthful high spirits and make it work for you. If someone gets killed, somebody should get paid. And shouldn't it be you? Exactly. Now, here in America, whether you call it the mafia, the mob, or the Church of Scientology, terrorist organizations make billions of dollars in drugs, prostitution, gambling, and racketeering. The good news is they're willing to give the government a generous cut to look the other way, which you should do. Yeah, and you'll be amazed how the blown-up car factor goes down when these people become millionaires. Plus, they frequently establish legitimate businesses like olive oil, trucking, unions, and funeral homes, which actually do the public good. And if the government ever needs somebody whacked, they're just a phone call away. Okay, yes. In a generation or two, these terrorists go to college, become respectable, and even become president. Talk to any Kennedy about how that works. So organize, 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 and watch the gravy train pull into your station. God bless and good luck. This is Day 36 in Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. It's so funny. Every time I do that explosion, every day, Riley goes back in his chair. Like he didn't think it was coming.
I'm never... completely certain. Let's just put it that way.
Lee in California. Up and awake in California. How are you, Lee?
Hey, Lee.
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, what I've been seeing going on since they started Iraq, they went in there ill-prepared. I mean, they didn't even have half the equipment for the soldiers they sent there. They were taking, like, the chemical mop suits that they took from the Iraqis.
Hmm.
There's families that have had to raise money to buy body armor that the government wasn't supplying these guys.
Oh, that's right. There was actually a movement here in New Jersey, right, for the leftover police flak jackets. I read an article recently that many of the, especially the reservists who went in, they weren't even properly trained. Some of them were really too old to be assigned certain areas that they were assigned into, and many of them did not have the military equipment that they needed either. Are you in the military, Bill, or Lee?
No.
Oh.
I've had friends that have been in. I had a friend that was in during Desert Storm. He was in the Marine Corps over there. But what also I see also is you see what all, like, companies like Halliburton.
Halliburton,
read an article. They're charging $1.59, $1.69 for the same fuel that an Iraqi company that is hauling fuel to is charging 99 cents a gallon for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. Like they're making a fortune.
For meals that they're not providing, and nobody seems to you know, this is Bush's, this is Cheney's buddies at Halliburton that are doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's seeming to bring that up, that they've been charging for meals that they didn't provide.
Oh, sure.
And they're charging for fuel.
I think they were actually accused of that. They
there were two guys.
Thanks a lot, Lee.
Yeah, two Halliburton employees actually copped a plea.
Yeah.
On both of those charges, and I believe we talked about it at the time.
Yeah, well, this network talks about it a lot, and I think he's just saying that the general dialogue in
the mainstream media,
the culture at large isn't really there, but certainly it's talked about. Randy talks about this stuff a lot as well. Rob in Long Island, how are you, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man.
How ridiculous is the terrorist alert? I mean, geez, we just came out of a really successful Democratic convention.
Right.
Everything's up for Kerry. Kerry's got the, you know, the headlines, and they got to get something to trump Kerry's headlines. So they come on with the terrorist alert. It gets the front page news.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at what Reed's had to say. We're safer than we've ever been, but... Hey, we're at Orange Plus Alert.
Here we go.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah, he's absolutely right. We've been talking about that all day. I mean, you know, it's like I'm actually feeling ashamed for actually giving these bastards the benefit of the doubt. You know, I mean, I automatically think that they're politicizing terror. They're maintaining fear. They're distracting people with it. We did have a great Democratic convention.
Well, what people, I think, are counting on here, the people that are spreading this sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're counting on people just saying, well, no one would do such a thing.
Yeah.
No one would politicize the war on terror. No one would issue alerts simply to blunt the impact of a political convention.
And God forbid something happens. I mean, obviously, you know, we want to be prepared for that. But the timing seems suspect. The information is old. You know, obviously, I think that some of these things, of course, we can assume they were targets, you know, no matter what. You know,
well, see, again, what troubles me is, and I'm assuming that what they're doing in Newark and D.C. is very similar to what's going on here in New York. Putting armed individuals in front of a building with a bomb-sniffing dog is not going to get it done. All right?
Yeah.
It may make people feel safer, but the bottom line is, unless you're doing the work necessary, which we may not even see, but unless you're doing the work necessary to go out and root out these... Hey, if people got blueprints, who are they?
Right. Well, obviously, I think, I don't want to take credit away. I mean, obviously, some of those people have been, you know, corralled up. They're gone.
Some of them are gone, but some of them are still here.
All right, let's talk more about it in a minute on Air America Radio.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
Join Radio Shack when you ask for...
those long life doodads?
We'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double pane extra strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
Easy chivers?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Am I on? Am I on the radio? Am I on the radio?
Yes.
Am I on?
Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. Look at that. I can't even. Why isn't my coffee machine working?
There I was.
I keep adding things to the character. You know, sometimes it's not easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow progressive path from time to time. So when I need to unburden myself, I step into the Morning Sedition Confessional. Bless me, Brother Riley, I've sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Brother Riley, sometimes I'll be in a political argument with some right-wing douchebag. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven. Sometimes you have to call a thing what it is.
Well, here's what happens. Things will heat up, and just when I should slam their heads against the wall, I back off. I don't fall through on an argument. I worry that my commitment to liberal causes isn't deep enough to go in for the kill, even when I know they deserve it.
Perhaps your liberal sensibilities are so deep they are offended by adopting the bullying tactics of the right.
Perhaps I'm just a scared little girl. Maybe that's it. Shouldn't I be a soldier for the left? A liberal terminator?
You are, my son. You are. But brutality begets brutality. You win by not playing.
Dude, you should have heard this guy the other night talking about Clinton. It was unbelievable.
Perhaps if you act out your aggression in a safe venue, it will extinguish your anger. Go ahead.
All right, maybe you're right. Here it goes. The only reason you defend the environment raping, child killing, torturers in this administration is because Viacom is afraid of the FCC, and Viacom owns Comedy Central, this show, and you, you punk-ass Irish dummy. Better get some knee pads, Quinn, you understand?
How do you feel?
Good, good. Not great, but good. I feel good.
Take the high road, my son. When these feelings of rage overtake you, perhaps you should channel it into some sort of early morning radio program, which is more tolerant of such outbursts.
God, who would ever hire me to do that?
In the meantime, cultivate your liberal education. As your knowledge grows, so shall your commitment, and so shall your confidence when facing your adversaries, even if they are total idiots. Now, go and sin no more.
Amen. Wow, thanks, Brother Riley. I feel better, man.
No charge.
Better. Dude. you're in the clergy.
Huh?
You're in the clergy. There's
That's right. I'm not supposed to charge, right?
A man accused of touching a 13-year-old's breast while performing in his Tigger costume at Walt Disney World rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have spared him prison time. Dig that. He's like, I'm not guilty of that, man.
Nope.
It was Tigger. It wasn't me. I'm not Tigger. Tigger is Tigger. Sometimes when I put the head on, I get into a Tigger head, and I just want to grab their boobs. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Michael Chartrand rejected that offer, a year's probation, 50 hours of community service, and he would have been banned from theme parks. He now faces up to 15 years in the big house if convicted of lewd and lascivious molestation and first-degree misdemeanor. Misdemeanor battery.
And they're making their case on pictures that apparently every time this guy, this Tigger, like, posed with a 13-year-old, he just draped his paws right over their boobs.
Yeah.
So now there's a big, you know, there's a case, but
here's I didn't know how to handle him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm talking
about the paws.
I know. It's a tough case. But here's the funny part. Disneyware has suggested that the orange Tigger costume be dyed and its ears removed, and it is introduced as evidence so that Disney can preserve the character's innocent image. It's like, look, Tigger's not going down for this. The dude in the outfit, he can take the hit. He's the perv, but Tigger stays clean. Do you understand? Anything we have to do to keep Tigger's reputation, because you don't want Tigger in the big house.
Well, You know, we also ought to
with Wenny behind him going, "You want a honey pot?
Here it is, pal." We also ought to mark the passing of drug sniffing dog Todd, a 7-year-old Springer Spaniel who died in London after apparently ingesting amphetamines.
Oh boy, that was a rough few last minutes for that poor Poochie.
Yeah, right. And apparently,
heart pounding,
you know,
going, "Oh my God, I'm seeing doggy heaven. I don't know what to. I swear I won't do it again. I just ate the one time."
Yeah,
I just
right? In the next hour of Morning's Edition, Recovery Corner, staying safe in a terror threat world. We'll talk to an expert, the liberal agenda, and so much more, only here on Air America Radio. Stay with us.
PetSmart is saying thank you to the nation's pet parents with incredible bonus offers throughout the store. Come into PetSmart today and save $2 on a 50.1-pound bonus bag. That's 6 pounds free of Pedigree brand dog food. Only Pedigree has healthy nuggets with antioxidants to help your dog live a healthier, happier life. Don't miss your chance to save on big bonus offers throughout the store during Pet Parent Appreciation Days. Going on now for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Charts and graphs, love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 2:05.
Huh, that rhymes. Thanks to the Doldrum Fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press 10. Facts, facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. The U.S. military described it as some of the bloodiest fighting since American forces ended Afghanistan, this in reference to the clash between Afghan and American troops and militants in the last 24 hours. Some 50 militants were killed in a day-long battle near the Pakistani border. Afghan and American forces were backed by warplanes in the battle. One Afghan soldier was also killed and three others wounded in a fighting which raged all day in Khost province. The area has been described as a former Al-Qaeda stronghold. In other news, Republicans, according to reports this morning, are trying to retain the allegiance of veterans, a large and highly symbolic constituency. This in the face of the Democratic Party's effort to showcase presidential nominee John Kerry's distinguished military service in Vietnam. A report this morning shines new light on why the Republican Party may seek to curry favor with the nation's vets. A 4-month investigation conducted by a Philadelphia researcher and further confirmed by a one-time ranking member of the Reagan White House indicates the President George W. Bush failed to successfully complete his service with the Texas Air National Guard. In other words, it's now been confirmed that Bush was AWOL, absent without leave. The Bush White House in recent months has been bending over backwards trying to put the matter to rest with the release of Bush's payroll records, but former Assistant Secretary of Defense Lawrence Korb, under the Reagan administration, maintains Bush was absent for close to 4 months in 1972, making him AWOL. Korb did an analysis of Bush's payroll records this week and will discuss the matter on Air America's Morning's Edition later this hour with Mark Maron and Mark Riley. Muslim chaplain has submitted his resignation to the United States Army. This after being cleared of espionage and improprieties at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. Chaplain is 35-year-old James Yee. He charges that officials never apologized to him or allowed him to retrieve his belongings. Yee says the charges that were initially levied against him tarnished his personal and professional reputation and destroyed his prospects for a career in the U.S. Army. Intelligence and law enforcement officials yesterday revealed that much of the information that led to the upgrading of the terrorist threat levels in parts of New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. was 3 to 4 years old. The officials admitted that they did not have any concrete evidence that a terrorist plot or surveillance operations were actually underway, but the officials regard the information as still significant, prompting the upgrade in the terrorist threat level, especially around the financial institutions. Democratic candidate John Kerry has accused President Bush of encouraging terrorist recruitment with policies that have sparked anger at the United States. Kerry, while on the nationwide campaign tour, accused the president of not acting fast enough to protect the lives of Americans. Kerry made the charge on the very day President Bush gave approval to a plan for a national intelligence director with no power. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
My headaches were so severe it was affecting my performance at work. Turns out I was having migraines. Now I'm getting treated and I feel like myself again.
Migraine, the pain is real. So is the treatment. Get diagnosed. For more information from the National Headache Foundation, log on to headaches.org.
Summertime savings at Subway. Right now you can enjoy a regular 6-inch meatball marinara sandwich for only $1.99 at all participating Subway restaurants. For a limited time, $1.99 meatball marinara. Subway, eat fresh.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece? Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rates.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's an unfiltered look at congressional races with guest host and Newsweek journalist Alice Hannigan. We explore the explosion of autumn political pyrotechnics. South Dakota, Indiana, battle states. Will the Democrats prevail or will the Republicans smear these grain-rich states in infamy? It's hand-to-hand and silo-to-silo.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning.
The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger. The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
In my State of the Union.
Next.
I want to be the peace president.
I'm a war president.
Wow. Good morning. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
You're making me nervous. You're making me nervous.
Hey, look out. Hey, watch it. Wow. It's New York is out of control. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Not. Everything's all right. The lockdown is in progress. I like the guy who called us. He speculated that this was just them preparing for the convention. That's all the terror threat was about, was just pre-preparation for the convention to make sure Bloomberg is on his feet and willing to spend some of the city's money to guarantee that these bastards who are coming to our city, this isn't their state, man. It's not your state. You're not welcome here. I don't care who says so. I'm upset about it already. I'm probably going to have to sleep in the office, for God's sakes, because I won't be able to take the train back to Queens.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that New York is on lockdown because of a citywide equivalent of that emergency broadcast system test that Kalo over here, our board op, has to do periodically?
Well, dude, I mean, I want to feel safe. I don't want there to be a terrorist attack, but it turns out that most of that information was 4 years old. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, during the initial sweeps after 9/11, they picked up a lot of those people that were involved in that. But there's no stopping information from getting out. I would assume that the plan was always to attack those buildings even before 9/11. So, I mean, they should just have those buildings relatively safeguarded. You have to understand something. If we're going to live in a climate of fear like this, if the terrorism threat is indeed real and we're going to have to be, you know, on alert, they should put some, you know, pretty permanent safeguards into operation, you know, and indoctrinate them into the culture and not just scare the hell out of the populace every 5 minutes. They should tell us where we should go, what we should do if something were to happen, and they should have some, you know, systems in place that will guarantee a certain amount of safeguarding for the rest of time or however long this is supposed to go on for, because just doing it in reaction to, you know, vague threats, this, you know, they're not, you know, they have plenty of time.
It doesn't work. But see, this is what bothers me, Mark. We're in the middle of the New York City rush hour here. We're in the Eastern time zone. For those of you who are out on the West Coast or in one of the other time zones, it's rush hour here. There's trucks, buses, cars, all pouring into Manhattan. You see footage on television of police officers stopping these trucks, ordering the drivers out of the trucks, opening up the back of the trucks, and looking inside them. Now, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? What's that back there? What's in that box? Oh, it's beauty supplies. Okay. Have a nice day. What do you do? Do you search everybody?
You can't search everybody because obviously nothing would ever get done. But I'm just saying that there's practical things that they need to tell people. You know what I mean? It all seems pretty suspicious that he went out of his way to say it's explosives. It's not a dirty bomb. Because if it were a dirty bomb, if they were to really extend a threat like that, then how could they have the Republican National Convention here? Because the sure thing is that, you know, if another attack happens under this president's watch, he's got to be voted right out. Because I already know he's losing the war on terror. John Kerry already knows he's losing the war on terror. But, you know, if something were to happen, you know, it would be, you know, insane.
Yeah. And see, we're in between a rock and a hard place as broadcasters at this point, because we're going back and forth between the politics of this terror threat alert and the reality of the possibility something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we have to kind of tread a very fine line here between saying, okay, you know, do people deserve to know that there was a threat? If there's not anything that we can do to safeguard ourselves, it's a very tough question. At what point do you say, well, hey, do we not need to know? If we don't know and something happens, will people jump back and say, well, you should have told us? Or if we, if we're told and then nothing happens, were we being needlessly alarmed?
See, that's where I think it is. Either it's one side of that. It's either that they're just, you know, scaring the hell out of people to keep people afraid so they will vote for George Bush, those people who believe in that type of fear-based voting, or they're doing it just in case something does happen, they can say that you were warned. But here's another. You want to know how scared they are? Dig this. Apparently, the Albuquerque Journal reported on Friday. We covered this yesterday, but we got hold of something. The people seeking tickets to a Cheney, Vice President Cheney event, who could not be identified as political partisans,
yeah,
contributors or volunteers, were told they could not receive tickets unless they signed an endorsement form saying that I do hereby endorse George W. Bush for re-election of the United States. And then it goes on. We got a form. We got one of the forms.
You got a form?
Yeah, and then it says the second thing is I blank, fill in name, right, promise to support Vice President Cheney at his upcoming speech. Okay?
Really?
Then, yeah. I promise a clear path for any emergency personnel or equipment, such as oxygen tanks or defibrillators, that may be needed at any time during the speech.
Wow.
I promise not to make any eye contact with the vice president. I promise to keep any and all magnets at least 200 feet from the vice president. I promise not to make any comments about his younger, handsomer, and more articulate opponent, other than, quote, he's probably a homo, unquote. If at any time Mr. Cheney tries to draw blood from my neck, I promise to stand passively and allow him to suckle.
Ooh.
I promise to buy something from Halliburton, even if it's just another coffee mug. I take full responsibility for the stimulants I have taken to remain conscious during his speech. If any reporter asks, I will say that Cheney reminds me of my father and not the hideous shadows from my nightmares. I also acknowledge that any person sitting in the first three rows of seats during the speech may experience a phenomenon called dragon breath.
Oh, wow.
I promise not to walk away with a dazed look of total horror, a look of on my face. I promise to wait until I get home to shower and scrub obsessively at my flesh, muttering, cannot get clean, cannot get clean. So if you go to see the vice president, that you might be, issued one of these, and it's up to you to sign it.
But it's several pages long, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, that was just page one. The rest is some weird cryptic language only for the initiated.
Well, you notice that Dick Cheney is running around the country. Actually, particularly out in the West. He's been out. They seem to have kept him west of the Mississippi. Maybe they're scared to have him back in Washington. I don't know. But he's been out speaking to military families out in Colorado, speaking yesterday, saying, again, you know, pushing this incredible line that the country is safer. And that this administration has made the country safer. Now, what they've done there, maybe it's not as ridiculous as it may seem at first breath, because he's speaking to military personnel and their families, and what he's saying is, you've made the country safer by your service, and of course, we've made the country safer by ours.
Mm-hmm.
And some military families, not all, some buy into that notion that you support your commander-in-chief, you support the government that is sending you into whatever conflict exists at the time.
Dude, we got some breaking news here, which is good, because join us later this hour to break this major story about George W. Bush's National Guard service, or lack thereof.
Yes.
Will be Lawrence Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. He's going to talk to us, because apparently somebody did the math.
Somebody crunched those numbers.
Also, look at this. Hey, you guys, this is from the blog. I just ran out to the deli, and my apartment complex has barricades at the entrances and security guys standing around. I don't live anywhere near Midtown. This is a little ridiculous and a very expensive illusion. They are really trying to scare us.
Where is that? Jimmy from Bayonne, New Jersey, right?
No, see, I don't know where he or she lives. It's just that they're definitely putting up. It's definitely the terror alert
is in full action here. Yeah,
we wouldn't know. We're in the bunker.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this is that in New York, there's kind of a protocol for this. In the wake of September 11th, police officers, and this is one of the great untold stories about what went on here, you know, a lot of cops retired after September 11th. They had done such enormous amounts of work, many of them. The guys that were close that had, you know, the 20 to 25-year guys, they took the money and they split. So you had a whole group of new police officers that came in. These folks were very specifically trained in counterterrorism activity.
Right, right.
In the wake of September 11th. Well, not every city in America has that same training. And, for example, the police in Newark, New Jersey, who, by the way, in the last 3 or 4 weeks have become moving targets. Three of them have gotten shot in Newark.
Man.
Yeah,
by who?
By various criminals.
Just people shooting at them?
People shooting at them, yeah.
That scares the hell out of me.
Well, now, see, they are expected, because the Prudential Center in Newark was one of the targets that was named by Tom Ridge. So they are going into the same kind of anti-terror mode without the training that the New York cops have. So think about that for a moment in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And again, you know, you can put the dogs out. You can put the guys out with the guns. How often can you do that? How long can you do that before you have to go back to normal and risk that these terrorists
are just waiting
for you to go back to the way you were so they can do what they do?
We got a guest coming up later, Bo Dietl, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about you know, actions that can be taken and things that can be done.
Former New York City cop.
Yeah, and much more after this on Air America Radio.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area, with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area. And they were the first center to teach the state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
I feel like I've been hit in the head with a soft mallet over and over and over again. What is that about?
Being at a carnival?
I got a top staking. I got to stop taking that melatonin.
Top staking. You're still doing that? I thought you stopped.
I stopped because I was sleeping fine last week, and I started up again.
Stop.
I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yep.
It's Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. Today I've got the Palm Pilot that came to me earlier from Ramon, who is now wearing an Air America t-shirt in the Oval Office. Just to, you know, because no one's there.
Did he buy it or he got it for nothing?
Yeah, he probably got it. Yeah, he bought it. Here we go. Here's President's schedule. 8 a.m., wake up, stay on message. Sound bites.
We are nation in danger. The American
great
people
sound
are
that's
safer.
Okay, let me try that again. Wake up, stay on message.
We are nation in danger. The American people are safer.
This is getting hard. 9:30 a.m. Sign U.S.-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Enjoy celebratory marsupial burger. Good pockets. 11 a.m. Find new intelligence czar. See if we can find Jason Bourne. 11:30 a.m. Fly to Dallas. I love this state. I can be as stupid as I want here. 12:45 p.m. Speak at fundraiser in Dallas. Tell donors when I say
your nation in danger,
I'm not referring to the Great Republic of Texas, y'all. 3 p.m. Speak at Knights of Columbus Convention in Dallas. Impress them by speaking Catholic. Yeah. Hello, Catholic. 7 p.m. Go home to Crawford. First order of business, arrest and detain tumbleweeds. 9 p.m., watch Last Comic Standing. That Jay Moore makes me think. 10 p.m., bedtime, think happy thought. Headline, quote, Bush appoints tumbleweed czar. Stray brush threat eliminated. End quote. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Our guest now, former New York City detective, head of Beau Dietl and Associates, a security and investigation company. He's going to talk to us about what we can and can't do about terrorism. Please welcome Beau Dietl to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How you doing?
Okay, guys.
So what do we do, man? What can we do as individual people who are in tall buildings where there may be banking or financial firms within the building? What do we do when the threat happens?
You want to know something? I live on the 35th floor of a building in Manhattan. Yeah. I have an office on the 35th floor. I keep one of these escape hoods under my desk. People in my office do the same. You know, the problem...
Escape what? An escape hood?
Escape hood. These are these hoods that you put over your head, and you got about 40 minutes... to escape any kind of thick smoke or chemical or biological. It's about $150, but I tell you what's your life worth? And it's something that anybody in tall buildings should really think about investing into. And we looked around, and there's some good quality ones that will get you out of an area. God knows, if you were in the World Trade Center, what would you have paid for one of these escape hoods to get the heck out of there?
Hey, Bo, you selling them?
What's that? We sell them. But I'm not. That's not why I'm on. That's not why I'm on the show.
I understand. I'm only kidding.
I'll be honest with you. We do sell them on it. I got it up on my website and all that crap. But the thing is, what I wanted to talk about is the complacency that has set in after 9/11. After 9/11,
on all levels, not just people, but government complacency, local.
We went down there. I was an iron worker back in 1969 in the World Trade Center. They called them Tower A and Tower B.
Uh-huh.
And I went down there. I watched the buildings come down from my offices on 42nd Street, and it was devastating. I thought there was 20,000 people trapped there, and we went down there to no avail as far as saving. There was one Port Authority sergeant that we were on a line there passing oxygen and water down to, and that was the only survivor that I remember that was left after the initial, implosions of the buildings.
Right.
Right after that, all our corporate clients, everyone panicked. Let's get armed security. Let's get security. And then what happened was, as the months go on, complacency sets in. And people don't realize, hey, we have to take security as serious as Israel does. We're a target.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What is step by step?
Step by step means that at first they had real good security in a lot of these landmark buildings and corporate buildings and real estate landmarks in New York, which are targets.
Yes.
And what they would have is they had armed guys, and then they would actually have guys on the outside of the perimeter of the building, which we would recommend as far as to walk around and see if you see anybody suspicious looking sitting in cars and notify the police. Also, what we do is a security evaluation of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You've got major buildings here in New York. They have parking garages right underneath the building. No one is checking these cars out. And I mean, as the time went on, and perfect example, I'm not going to tell you the name of the building. It's one of the big buildings in New York, landmark building. They went from a $5 million a year security bill to $1 million. They have no armed people. Now, if you get one of these joking Alibabas that want to come in there with a backpack and want to blow up your building or want to blow up the lobby or something, and you have people who are unarmed, I don't understand how you could be an effective security company or be effective in security if you don't have a weapon that you can protect the people of that building and protect yourself even.
So you're saying a handgun or a machine gun or something like that?
I'm talking about professional. You got a lot of retired.
Sure, I get you.
You got a lot of retired New York City cops, state troopers, federal guys, where we employ these people, but what I like to do is sprinkle them in. You can have some unarmed, but certainly you have to have somebody who's a deterrent. And even with this Al-Qaeda thing, if you notice, they mentioned in this communication that they made observations of who was armed and who was not armed of the security. Don't think that they don't look at that, because they know damn well if a person's armed, they're going to have a little bit of more of a problem than if they're going to have a guy there, two security guards standing there with no guns, and then all of a sudden he's going to come in with his gun. What are you going to do? They're going to walk out of the way. They're going to do whatever they want to do. And I'm very outspoken about this in the fact that they've just cut back, and people now throw security in there. Oh, put a security guard there. You know what these security guards are making on an average? They're making on an average $9 an hour. What kind of quality of a person to make observations of something that doesn't look right is making $9 an hour?
Hey, wait a minute, Bo. You're not talking about armed security paying
that. I'm talking about the unarmed. The majority of the security guards in New York State, we have 100,000 licensed security guards.
The guys with the hats.
Are unarmed.
I got to ask you this, because you said something earlier, and I should have stopped you earlier.
Right.
You weren't trying to ethnically stereotype the terrorists by calling them Alibabas, were you?
No, I think the 19 people that flew into the World Trade Center weren't called O'Reilly. You know what I'm saying?
He's on the Fox News channel.
Hey, Mark, let's not even go there, because I used to be a homicide detective. I'd love to use this example when people say, Bo, you can't say that. Well, I'm going to say something right now. When I was a detective up in Harlem, I'm an Italian American detective, right? I guess I'm Caucasian, or maybe a little darker. And I would be up there. We had a rash of Chinese restaurant robberies up there.
Yeah.
Two white guys from North Carolina were sticking up these Chinese restaurants all over Harlem. Now, what am I going to do? I'm going to pull over two black guys? I'm going to pull over two white guys that are driving around. Let's reverse this little profile thing. You have to profile at a certain time and place. And that's certainly the people that are going to attack us now are people that are coming over with these intentions in their mind. I'm sorry to say that they are from Arab descent, and that's what you have to focus on.
Okay, well, now let me just ask you a question about now we have this terror threat right now that as turns out, is based on very old information, and they're using, it seems, these terror threats to just, you know, stimulate a certain amount of fear and a certain amount of reaction among the people, yet people in general just don't, you know, what do you do with that fear? I mean, I understand what you're saying on a building-to-building basis, but shouldn't there be some evacuation route? There shouldn't be...
You're hitting the nail on the head. This is one of the things that we do with corporations since... Now the attention has been brought back to us. We get phone calls from corporations. I like to use Morgan Stanley as a perfect example. World Trade Center, 1993. The bomb goes off by the blind clerk who's exactly attached to bin Laden, and they have the connection directly with him. The bomb goes off. Seven people, I think, die. Six or seven people die.
Right, I remember, yeah.
Morgan Stanley now puts into effect disaster recovery exit plans and strategy. They go back into the World Trade Center. The plane hits the World Trade Center 9/11. They evacuate immediately. They have plans into effect, get the people out of that building. One person, I believe, only died, Morgan Stanley. They had 1,000 people in their offices, but that just shows you they planned for it. They had a great evacuation, and I think that should be the example.
All right. Okay, Bo. Hang on a second. We're going to take callers. We're going to take a break, and we're going to take some callers. I'll let you finish after the break.
All right. 866-303-2270. More with Bo Dietl, Recovery Corner, Liberal Agenda, all here on Air America Radio.
Although various state legislatures have complained loudly about state contractors sending jobs overseas, 42 of the 50 states do business with companies that offshore. A new report from Good Jobs First and IT industry organizer Wash Tech says 6 of the 42 are in the process of changing their laws to keep their business domestic. Most contracts that use overseas workers involve call centers based in India and Mexico that provide customer service to people enrolled in state welfare programs. This has been a Win Dow Bob. I'm Jesse Russell.
This Dow Bob report brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Analysts say millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry did receive a bounce from the Democratic National Convention last week, despite early reports indicating a mixed response from voters. Two new polls this morning show a gain by Kerry, but the race is still close in many areas. Former Secretary of Defense in the Reagan White House has confirmed that President George W. Bush failed to successfully complete his service with the Texas Air National Guard in the 70s. Lawrence Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, will discuss that matter in morning's edition later this hour. 50 militants have been killed by Afghan and U.S. armed forces in Afghanistan. In the past 24 hours, the U.S. military described it as some of the bloodiest fighting to date. And because their parents lost their employer-sponsored insurance, some 5 million children in the United States have been added to the government health programs since the inception of the Bush White House. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
That's the sound of college graduates kissing federal government officials. Why are they doing it? Because they're saving more than half on their student loan payments with a government program through NextStudent. And it's making them, well, a bit affectionate. You see, the government is offering a free federal student loan consolidation program to help you cut your payments by more than half every month, which means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket. And it's so easy to do. There are no credit checks, no out-of-pocket expenses. In fact, it's absolutely free and takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're eligible. Thousands of graduates are taking advantage of this program every day. And you, too, can find out if you're eligible to save more than half on your student loan payments in less than 5 minutes with a simple call to NextStudent. Kiss your expensive loan payments goodbye. Find out how you can cut your student loan payments by more than half. Call Next Student today at 1-800-985-NEXT. That's 1-800-985-NEXT. 1-800-985-NEXT.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Thank you for allowing me to vent my disgust with the Bush administration.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
I'm a Chicana, so it's not like my parents were middle class or anything like that. They were also farm workers. But, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel.
866-303-AAR0.
That fundraising and the Dean campaign was one of the few times I've been excited by an electoral development in the United States.
We're listening.
We're talking to former New York City detective and head of Bo Dietl and Associates, a security investigation company. Bo Dietl was on the phone. We were just talking about the Morgan Stanley building on the morning of 9/11 because they had an evacuation plan in place. They were able to get most of their people to safety except for one person, you said. Now, what I want to know is I can't remember a public safety campaign, you know, outside of those horrendous movies from the 50s with people getting under desks to stop themselves from getting hurt in nuclear disasters. I mean, it seems to me that there should be evacuation routes for the entire city. There should be places we can go. There should be a plan. Don't you think?
Yeah, you know, exactly. But, you know, it's up to also these corporations should spend some of the money on that. And there are some corporations, Lehman Brothers, I believe, is one of them, that they actually gave hoods, these escape hoods, to their employees for under their desks. I mean, there are things you could do. But, again, it's dollars and cents, and people always use security as a non-necessity, which is crazy. You've got to start to think of security as part of the major budget, and you have to put it into your budget, and you have to dollars and cents is all.
Well, let's just be honest. I mean, one of the chances, like, you know, God forbid something really bad happens. God forbid this threat yesterday was for a dirty bomb threat. You know, where the hell is New Yorkers going to go? How are we going to get off this island?
Well, you know something, when something like that happens, depending on the devastation of it, let's face it, if you have a small nuclear device that goes over New York, just put your head between your legs and pray.
That's so just follow the old 50s, the old 50s movies.
No. I'm talking about not the old 50s movie. I'm talking about that's going to be the end of the ball game, depending on how big it is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Suitcase bombs that are floating around and people don't know where they are.
And what about the ports? How come there's no private security?
You want to know something? You've got 10 million containers that come into the ports of the United States a year. I think something like 1% are checked. I mean, these are things.
It's crazy.
Technology is there. They have these screening machines that are there, but everyone keeps baloneying back and forth saying we don't. What we really got to do, and I'm going to sound a little bit not like a conservative person here. We got to take some of that money that we're using abroad, and we got to use it to tighten up our borders and to
right. Well, that's what John Kerry's saying we should do.
What's that?
John Kerry said he's going to do it. He's going to take care
John
of the
Kerry's
ports.
John Kerry's a good friend of mine. And everybody says they're going to do it, but this to me is the most important thing. I got children. I want to see them have children. And I mean, we got to really protect ourselves at home too.
But Bo, let me ask you something from a practical standpoint. One of the things that's happened here in New York since Ridge went public with the terror threat was banning trucks at the Holland Tunnel, which is something they did right after 9/11. Yeah. If you say that we ought to be continuously prepared, does that mean we permanently ban trucks from the Holland Tunnel?
All right, I met with the emergency management office about a half a year ago, and I told them, listen, you've got gasoline trucks, you've got aviation trucks, you've got hazardous waste trucks. Why don't they have satellite tracking on the computer where the police department, one of these disappear and one of them stolen, where they can know immediately where that truck
right,
is?
Right, right.
Everybody looked at me like, duh, and duh, and duh. And, I mean, these are ideas that we can implement very, very inexpensively.
The technology's there.
You're safe for the corporation, for the trucking corporation. The guy's not going to be in the Bronx with his girlfriend when he's supposed to be in Brooklyn on top of it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. George, we're going to take a call for you. Bo, George in New York, how are you?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
What, do you got a question for Bo?
Yes, I do. Not for him. I don't know why you have this guy on the phone anyway, because he just adds to the hysteria. But what about
No. You want to hear the truth? Then you put me on. I tell you this.
Well, no, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to hear tomorrow.
One second, Bo. Let's see what he has to say, Bo. One second, Bo.
I can hang up
Bo.
Pretty easy. I don't know why.
Hang out.
Let me talk to Mark. I can't believe he's let you guys on. You're on the program. You add to the hysteria. You're selling your hoods.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm not selling anything. I'm telling some facts.
No, actually, he was very hesitant to talk about the hoods. I was joking with him about
that. He started out with it. Let me ask my question. What happens, and I think this is has to be considered with this hysteria that's going on, when we move from what you referred to or what Bloomberg referred to as Orange Plus to Red, the information that I have, you don't see much of this in the regular media, but on the internet, it seems to be that all government is suspended. I haven't seen the word government.
What do you mean by that?
I haven't heard.
I have never heard anything.
No, that's part of the problem. You know, but tell us, find out. I mean, the information I have is scary. It's much more scary than terrorism.
Okay. We'll check it out. That's an interesting question. I've not heard anything that is Bo
nothing
still
that
Bo?
Says government.
Bo,
will
are
stop.
You still there?
Well, George, let me talk. Maybe George should go in his closet and hide somewhere.
Well, what about this idea of suspension of government?
What Red means is that they have information of a direct attack.
Okay.
They got information that picked up in the communication through intelligence that they're going to hit the Empire State Building on Tuesday. That means when it becomes locked down in the city, and that's what Red means.
Okay. So, but that means, do you know anything about a suspension of government when Red happens?
That means they could actually freeze the whole, nobody come into Manhattan, nobody go out if it goes to Red.
So then his assumption is correct, and the information he has is correct.
Lockdown. That would be like a lockdown.
Yeah, but that's not a suspension of government. That's a different thing. There was a lockdown after September 11th. There was a point on that day when no one could come into or leave Manhattan. I know I was here.
Well, so that's a lockdown.
I'll be honest with you. That would be Red right there when they locked down the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
So we still can. So the answer that we have right now is that we don't know. There's no assumption that it would be a suspension of government.
I don't think the government knows what the heck what Red means. And the fact that if they close down Manhattan, if they close all the bridges, they know that there's terrorists in Manhattan. That would be a Red where they close down where they could try to track them down.
Now what do we do if something that happens?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What can you do if something like that happens?
I can stay in your house and let the police go out there and try to locate these terrorists.
Okay. So hang on the phone a minute, Bo. We'll talk to you. No, wait. Well, we're going to. All right, we got to go. We got another guest coming on. Thanks for joining us, Bo. Right. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Bo.
Thank you for calling because we got Lawrence Korb coming on. So stay with us on Air America Radio.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now step into the plate. The Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 per 8 requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Hey, it's Mark Maron here on Morning Sedition with Mark Riley on Air America Radio. I know Bo Dietl upset some of you guys, but we're just trying to get some security information.
There you go.
From him. He was a bit of a racist, of course.
Yes.
You would think that somebody would might watch their mouth once they, you know, got on this particular network.
Yeah. He's a conservative guy. What are you going to do?
All right. Joining us now, this is important stuff here. Joining us now on the phone from Washington, D.C. is Lawrence Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. He has conducted an extensive review of the National Guard records of one George W. Bush and has reached some major conclusions. Welcome back to the show, Lawrence.
Nice to be with you.
Good morning.
Based on your review of the National Guard records, was Bush AWOL?
Well, as I pointed out, unless he had permission from his commanding officer not to show up, there were 5 months where he did not go to any of what we call the weekend drills.
Uh-huh.
And under the existing arrangements, unless you have permissions, if you miss what we call a weekend drill, which, you know, you're one weekend a month, you have a month to make it up. And he did not make it up. And in fiscal year 1973, mm-hmm. the fiscal year started on 1 July through 30 June of 73, he does not get the required number of drills. You're supposed to show up, you know, 2 days a month for 12 months, 24, he only ends up at the end of the year with 18. And under the existing arrangements, unless you had permission, which we don't know because there's no indication in there, if you miss more than 10% of the drills, you could be brought back on active duty.
Now, that was, standard operating procedure. You miss these drills, you're AWOL, they put you on active duty for what, 4 months?
Well, they can put you on active duty for up to 2 years, because you got to remember, back then we had a draft.
Right.
And a lot of people, I didn't say he did, but a lot of people joined the Guard because they knew if they went into the Guard, then they would not get drafted in the Army and go to Vietnam. And so they were very strict back then about you showing up for the meetings.
Yeah.
Now, had he... they could have put him on active duty to equal the time up to 2 years. Now, since he was a pilot, he did have roughly a year and a half of active duty to get his wing, so that theoretically they could have put him on active duty for at least another 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lawrence Korb, could he have, in fact, gotten permission to miss the time that he missed?
Well, he could have. I mean, because the regulations say what you have to do, but obviously your commanding officer can give you permission. It's unusual, but, you know, the commanding officer of any unit always has discretion, and he or she then is held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication there that, he was given permission. If you take the first 3 months of fiscal year 73, July, August, and September, no no meetings, no active duty, no nothing. There's nothing in his record during that particular period of time.
So he would have had to ask for permission, like, several times.
Well, you know, it looks like in the spring, in the last 2 months of fiscal year 72, which would have been May and June of 1972, he does not go to any meetings, and I assume that's the, you know, that's the time where he leaves Texas and goes to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking to Lawrence Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Now, the record. So what I'm getting from you is you looked at the record. Which records did you review for this?
Well, I mean, we looked at his what we call his pay record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, you know, what you, because every, you know, the way it works is if you're in the Guard and Reserve, if you go like all day Saturday, you get 2 days pay.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the way it works is it's rather interesting. If you go for a weekend, you know, you go Saturday and Sunday, you get 4 days pay. Then you got to do 15 days of active duty each year, but each day of active duty, you only get 1 day pay. So, in other words, you're almost, you know, you do better at the weekend drills. And as I pointed out to the people who, you know, who sent me this stuff, when I got off active duty in the Navy, I served 4 years on active duty as a naval flight officer. I went into the Navy Reserve and stayed for another 20 years. And so I know what happens. You know, occasionally you will have to miss a drill or something, but usually you get permission and then you make it up. I never, you know, went more than, you know, a month without making it up. And I, you know, it bothered me, even though they couldn't put me on active duty, so I already had served 4 years.
Lawrence Korb, I'm trying to clear up something here. I thought that some or all of his payroll records were destroyed recently. Did I read that wrong?
No, but they thought they were, but then they found out that, that they were able to reconstruct them.
Mm-hmm.
There was supposedly the there was a fire or something in the place, and, you know, they didn't know if they had them on microfiche and all that. But, no, they were able to reconstruct them, and that's where these, you know, gentlemen got the records from, and they sent them to me.
Yeah, it was assembled by someone named Paul Lukasiak. Is that who the person that you
got
with?
Yeah, Paul was the guy who did the analysis, and, you know, he called me, and, you know, I had a long conversation with him. And as I explained to him, you know, yesterday, you know, I can't tell if he got permission. I mean, he could have. I mean, theoretically, you know, he could have gotten permission. If he did not, then somebody should have said, hey, wait a second here. You know, Lieutenant Bush, you're not fulfilling your obligations. And so, I know that in the units I was in, particularly during the war, when people were going into the Guard and Reserve because of Vietnam, I mean, if you didn't show up, man, they'd be putting your butt right back on, you're putting your butt on active duty.
So if he didn't get permission, and there, you're saying, and he wasn't reprimanded or sought
out. No, as far as I know, and again, if you miss more than 10%, then in fiscal year 1973, at the end of the year, instead of the 24 days, he only had 18. So that's, you know, six days or 12 drills that were not accounted for.
So theoretically, you know, we could assume that there was some sort of intentional oversight on behalf of
it could have been, you know, he got permission to go to Alabama, and it could have been where the Alabama people thought Texas was watching him, Texas thought Alabama was, you know, I mean.
But either way, he got away with it.
Yeah,
and from
basically
all
could have fallen, you know, through the cracks.
I'm sorry.
That's right, buddy.
No. What I'm curious about, Lawrence Korb, would he have had to know in May of 1972 how long he was going to have to ask for permission to be away?
Well, yeah. Again, he should have. And in other words, it is not in May, June, July, August, and September of 72. He doesn't do anything.
Well, let me ask you something. If it is true, if it turns out that, you know, as it seems that it is, that he was AWOL, what are the repercussions of that?
Well, again, it should have been then. I mean, if, you know, if you don't show up, the punishment, if you will, is to go on active duty. And then, of course, if you're AWOL under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, unless you have permission, your commanding officer can, you know, give you non-judicial punishment.
All
or
right.
Whatever. You know, whatever they, you know, decide to do.
All right, so he's going to have to suit up and go to Iraq. Thanks for talking to us, Lawrence Korb.
We appreciate it, Lawrence Korb.
Take
well,
care.
That's what they used to say when we were in Vietnam. What are they going to do to us? We're already here. You
know? No, he's going to have to suit up and go. That's what I've decided. We'll be back in a second on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
More and more, people who are HIV positive are controlling the virus with medications and are living well. A new research study seeks to determine if certain drugs, still experimental, will improve HIV patients' immune systems enough to allow them to stop taking medication. I'm Dr. Kendall Smith, Chief of Immunology at the New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Our six-month research study tests low-dose daily interleukin-2 and an HIV vaccine with a treatment interruption. People who are taking HIV medications have undetectable HIV in the blood and have at least 400 T cells are eligible to take part. If you or someone you know may be eligible, I urge you to call about enrolling in the research study. 1-800-822-2694 or log on to our website, HIVHCVtrials.net. The toll-free number is 1-800-822-2694. And the website is HIVHCVtrials.net.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rates.
All right, let's see if we can level up here. I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark!
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. As always, I'm offering counsel to one George W. People in recovery have lots of slogans. Here's one. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Halt. Now, who does that sound like? No, not Saddam. Listen closer.
We are a nation in danger. The American people are safer. We are a nation in danger.
I'm dizzy just listening to you. I can only imagine what it must be like to walk around in your shoes. Oh, sure, the free fall is fun for a while, but the ground's coming up fast, George W. And if your dad's taught you one thing, it's always have a parachute. All right? Time to halt, my friend. I notice that you're spending tonight at the ranch. For God's sakes, find a wagon, get on it, and tell the pony to take you to a meeting. Do you understand? If you don't...
We are a nation in danger.
Keep the plug in the jug. Think. One day at a time, God doesn't wake up and think he's you. Slow but sure, there's no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Don't drink today. That's what I'm saying.
You sure there's no chemical solution to a spiritual problem?
There's no. I'm sorry. Not permanently. No,
oh, okay.
I just lost that story I wanted to talk about. Here we go.
There you go.
There's the killing of Kennedy. The tape is a Bruder film. Is finally going to be put under this new technological surveillance. They're going to extract the gunshots because they think they can hear the third gunshot from the grassy knoll, which is of course where George Bush Sr. was standing. I mean, no. All I'm saying. No, I'm kidding. Here we go. What I'm saying is, it's amazing that this is forty years after the Warren Commission,
41
years after that commission, you know, decided what the truth was, for it to even, you know, not even be resolved yet, that there's still, you know, conspiracy and fraud in, you know, that people suspect something else happened, and now they're going to try and get to the bottom of it by figuring out whether or not there was a third gunshot that came from another location or a fourth gunshot as well. That just goes to show you how long is it going to really take to get to the bottom of the kind of crap that this administration has gotten us into because of their secrecy. How long is it going to take for people to really sort through the realities of what led up to 9/11, what that commission had to say, what this government's part in it was, what the intelligence failures really were. It could take 40 years. You know,
and we'll all be dust by then.
No, don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
I'll be dust by then. You'll be here, but in a walker.
I am doing yoga and trying to get my chi in balance so I can live to be 80-80 would be good.
Now,
I don't even like thinking about it, man. I don't like thinking about decay.
I know.
But worse yet, you know, if this administration gets another 4 years, then I'm worried for everybody. Then I'm worried for everybody having that longevity.
Are we going to have to go to Canada or something? Are we have to do this broadcast from Toronto?
Dude, this administration is making the country a battered spouse, and there is no shelter, my friend.
No shelter? Well, see, now here's the other thing. Well, never mind.
We'll have to get to that tomorrow, my friend.
Absolutely.
We'll get some other stuff. That vote on the gay marriages in Missouri.
In Missouri.
We're going to cover that tomorrow. All right, here we go, because they're voting today. Here's the liberal agenda. Take it down. One, overthrow intelligence czar with October Revolution. Install workers' paradise. Two, criticize NASA probe to Mercury as insensitive to the emotional needs of Venus. Three, praise Iraq car bombings as one method of weaning the planet away from fossil fuels. Wow. Four, replace love crystal and navel with vote crystal. Five, today's phrase is drop it into conversation, quote, if plants can cry, then plants can vote, damn it, end quote. Get out there and register to vote, people. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Now, coming up on tomorrow's morning edition, and by the way, Mark, you'll appreciate this. All it says is, coming up on tomorrow's morning edition, that's tomorrow's morning edition.
Wow.
So you know how I'm going to fill it?
What?
The liberal agenda, the presidential palm pilot, the dream diary,
and of course,
so much more.
The orange alert.
The orange alert. Tomorrow on morning edition, right here on Air America Radio. Have a good one, y'all.
Bye, Riley.